Why is Conti saying we're broadcasting? Am I that retarded? Did I fuck it up before the show even began? Oh my God, I did. I'm retarded. You had to hear a little behind the scenes, folks. Yeah, Conti texts me, you're broadcasting, dummy. What an asshole I am. All right, I'm new with this setup. All right, Kenny, mute your shit. We're going to play the intro here.
You got it.
All right.
And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot. Fuck off. Shut up! Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right, we on there, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? Hold on.
Hey!
Hey!
I feel like a failure. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow, we just made it.
I was entrusted to handle the...
I think you did a fine job.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good thing I'm hearing you bad about anybody. I'm hearing you and the other schmo going, should I text Conti? What's going on? Are you in Tallahassee? How you doing? And I'm sitting there going, wow, I'm listening to you guys in my car as I'm rolling into the parking lot.
This is my show. It sounds great. It's awesome. So glad I asked Coletta to come down and do this.
It's fantastic.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Let me see. Are we in the chat? Kenny, do you have the chat going?
You go to Chrome. I got the other one up.
I got the chat going.
Oh, okay.
I'll bet you that's...
Hold on.
I'll really hear Kenny over the...
Yeah. There we go. What's up, man?
Not much, man. How do I sound?
Sound good as long as...
Yeah, just... Oh, man. All right,
okay, so just in time, huh?
All right,
literally
so
just in time, yeah,
I'm checking in here, Colorado Dickhead. If you hear me, just type in yes, and then I'll know that we're good. I'm there, and of course we have the More Like chat room, More Like Radio chat room. It's morelikeradio.com/live.
Yes,
it's a Conti and Kenny Show. Just Ustream. This is the one.
Oh, did I create more problems?
I don't know.
Oh, no, because the Ustream app
wasn't
on the
working.
Bottom, so I tried the website. Neither worked with the password you gave me.
Did it come up though? It came up where the
to log in. Yeah.
Oh, because I can't seem to get it to come up.
Oh boy.
Oh,
boy.
Well.
Well, you keep talking. I'll try it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just so people can see us, which I really don't care. But I just got here.
Funny.
Yeah.
You just got in, and I was kind of shitting myself because I'm like, I don't even remember the phone number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3302 cringe.
Yep, 3302. Yep, 2 cringe.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah. You got it, bro.
All right. Well, we were going to try. You know, Joe was running a little bit late. He had some personal business to do. So me and Coletta, we're going to put. Put the show on. Him in the studio back in Jersey, and me in beautiful Tallahassee.
Yeah, I had a meeting to go to. A big business guy. I'm
very
like you, Kenny.
Important business meeting. Did you wear a suit and everything? Did you get all dressed up and fancy?
No, this is how I dressed: jeans and a button down T-shirt. Not a button down T-shirt, but
that's dressed for me.
It was just something we had
when
to
do. When
do
you have a T-shirt with buttons?
I know. I didn't mean button T-shirt. I meant just a and
it's a Cole polo shirt.
He's working. Yes. Here we go. We are all set. Sorry for the.
So I pretty much did like 70% of the things I was supposed to do right.
Yeah, which is 68% more than anybody else would have done if I asked anybody else to come down here to do this. So I do appreciate it.
It is my fault for being late. I got here at 6:40.
That's all right. Listen, last minute I asked you to do this. So it's the Conti and Kenny Show. I'm Joe Conti. Kenny is on Skype in Tallahassee.
It's 95 degrees. We should call it Tallahassee.
Hey, wonder if they got that going on here, huh?
It's really friggin' hot here. Now, I have the gain turned down a little bit, but I can't not run the AC in a hotel room the whole show.
Right.
Otherwise, I got swamp ass. So when it kicks on, you'll hear it kick on. It might sound like a jet engine. I just got to readjust the gain. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard that pre-show.
Yeah, that was a pre-show.
If you were privy to the pre-show,
The behind the scenes, yeah.
If anything, it's a privilege.
Yeah, it was what Joe Coletta and Kenny would talk about if they were talking on Skype.
Right.
With Joe in a studio,
behind
and
the scenes of the major radio industry that we're in.
Yes,
I mean
yes.
If you're in Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
of course,
you could just skip next week's class because you just heard
how everything pretty much goes.
Right,
yeah. Right. They heard me say this microphone is really cool. It can if my balls shift, they can hear. They'll be able to pick it up.
That was part of the lesson. That's right.
That was part of the lesson. Was that part of the curriculum at Connecticut School of Broadcasting? How a microphone?
Yeah, we were teaching. Yeah, we were teaching them about different settings and gain.
Oh, important boy. Things.
So, Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show, thanks for coming down.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
You know, last minute, I couldn't get out of this, but I thought I would get here around 7:30, but I got here just in time. But I appreciate you coming here to help me set up.
Oh, no problem.
And
You saved my ass on my show 2 weeks ago.
How's that?
Kenny, I had a hot girl that I like.
But he's friends with her.
You're friends with her for a while.
Yeah.
But we've been getting closer, like hanging out.
And you seem like you guys get along.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
She's
yeah.
a very cool girl. She's on the show and she has a great sense of humor. But it was the first time she was in studio and there was no one else. It was just her who wouldn't be on mic or video. And Conti, my savior, came down. And I was sweating for many reasons.
Yeah.
And the Conti made it worse by going, "I've never seen you like this, like live
Dude,
on
he
air."
Was, he was just a wreck.
I couldn't get it together. It took 20 minutes before I could finally settle in, and it was like I forgot how to do radio. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, every time I try to, because I'm realizing for the first 20 minutes he wasn't himself. He was very just didn't see. He seemed like he was.
I could tell you that.
Not in the room, and every time I would try to. Like say, all right, well, you know what? Since you know, dummy's at the wheel and he's not, you know, not steering it anywhere. Let me just steer it, and he'd be like, "Oh, okay, no problem. You run the show how you like to run. Go ahead."
That was me, of course, deflecting to get.
Of course, yeah, he was getting all like.
But I could tell you the problem, Kenny. This is what I did. It was very, very stupid of me. I decided because I've cut my drinking in half over the past like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
so I thought this is the perfect show. And I got this really cute girl I like down here. To not drink before the show, like usual, to get loosened up.
But you have to let people know that it's your, to me, it's your crutch.
My ritual and crutch, whatever.
That you need to do that.
I'd be at least 2 deep before 7.
Right.
I didn't take my first sip till like 7:01.
Right.
So I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, well, you didn't have, you know, you felt like you didn't have your mojo, whatever,
maybe,
nonsense.
Maybe a lot of it was psychological. Maybe.
It was absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what it was. You were just like, oh, I don't have my, you know, I'm not going to be good because I'm not loosened up. I don't have a couple of beers
in
me.
I was 5 minutes
late.
And then
you have a 9 in the room that you obviously like as a person and, you know, maybe whatever you're attracted to. And she seems very nice. And you're just like, oh, now I'm not good because I don't have my drink. And I got this chick here, and nobody wants to look silly or foolish in front of a girl.
Was that the show I dropped the cunt bomb about 8 times in
30 seconds? Yeah, when you called it at the end, two weeks ago.
Oopsie.
No, that's fine, dude. Again, she's, very cool.
She's definitely cool. But
Joe probably looks at her and goes, hey, this guy Kenny's calling in. He's a pal of mine. He's a good dude. And I'm like, cunt.
Very respectful.
Like, you have nice
person.
Friends, Joe.
It's my classy friend.
But if you want to call in tonight, if you want to do Skype, it's NPN Studios. Or if you just want to call in, it's 330-2-CRINGE. And
That's it.
I guess the chat room, but they know the chat.
More
they, know the drill. They know
the live drill. Or the other one.
Yeah.
Either one.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Kenny,
tell me.
Last night was a disaster.
Man.
Fucking Kenny calls me last night. First, I called him to let him know that I got this thing that I got to do, and you're probably going to come here. And, and I let him know that. And then, what, did you call me back later on?
I'm not really even sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I was
that bad.
And he was so hammered. And he just, it was like he was just blowing up the conversation. And he was antagonizing me by just being like not letting the conversation end, but
so
purposely.
So you're trying to be funny, Kenny. But in reality, you're just pissing
him
off.
I'm not sure what I was in a mood.
Like, in a mood.
Yeah. Now, I understand that. I know exactly what
I told him what was going on.
Right.
And he's like, all right, no problem. I'm like, all right, cool. Listen, we just got home. We were at the St. Gennaro Feast. I had some stuff I wanted to do. And
you're the real one or the fake one? I hear there's like a fake one somewhere in Jersey. Yeah.
No, much. Right.
Mulberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right by Mulberry.
All right. Had to make sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, all right, dude, I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow and all that. And he's like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm going, all right, well, listen, I'm going to go. And he would make it like the conversation wasn't ending. He was like, yeah. And I'm going, what the fuck? And at one point, I finally go, dude, listen, I'm going to go. And you're like, go, okay, go, mm-hmm, yeah. And I go, I said, dude, have you ever heard the phrase, this is going to hurt you more than it does me? Well, it doesn't apply here. Click. And he calls me right back. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean what's going on? I'm hanging up on you. He just wouldn't let it go.
This is why it happened. I got home from what I had to do down here in Tallahassee. And there's a whole other thing we'll get into in a couple of minutes about this town. But I'm watching TV real quick, checking out the news, and it's just, I don't know, probably about, I don't know, 7 o'clock, maybe somewhere around there. I don't even know what time it was, but I look out my window and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, there was a little thing that came up, severe thunderstorms in the area. I look out my window and it's blue skies. So I'm like, all right, let me go. I'm going to take a ride and take a drive, go get some dinner somewhere. You know, there's a couple of places here. I'm going to go get some dinner. So I'm la-di-da-di-da-da. And you know, you guys know about me and lightning. I step
Is la-di-da-di-da a verb? Was that something you were doing?
I was thinking he was whistling when he mentioned
that. Oh, okay.
That. Like, just like happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, it was
just
la-di-da-di-da.
So I was la-di-da-di-da-ding. Go ahead.
Right. As soon as I get out from the foyer, the awning overhang, if you will, of the hotel, I mean, it was much farther away, but it looked like it was 20 feet. This fucking giant. Now, there's a big dark. One side of the hotel where I'm on the far side is sunny when you look out the window, and I walk out and it's just dark clouds in front of me. To my right, also sunny. All of a sudden, this bolt of lightning cracks right. I swear to God, it was like it could have hit me in the forehead.
Really?
It was like.
Was this.
And I fucking shit.
No, I was going to ask you, is this past Thursday? Because I know there's a storm that went across pretty much like half the country for the most part.
No. This was last night. Yeah, it was because of the heat. It was just one of those flare-up ones.
Okay, no, yeah, because
it was just isolated.
Okay, no, yeah, sorry.
So this thing cracks right in front of me, and I immediately run back into the hotel, and I'm like, not getting dinner. I had shit left over in the fridge.
Of? How close did it really strike where you thought you had to run back inside? Come on, what's the matter with
you? I just looked really close. It was a bolt over the top of the trees. It looked really. I would say if you won 1,000 it or Mississippi'd it. Probably two or three Mississippi.
Do you still do that? What movie was that where I learned that as a kid? Where you count the seconds after the lightning?
After the lightning and then the thunder.
And each second is a mile?
Is a mile, yeah.
Mile away, right? Kenny?
Yeah, Mississippi. One Mississippi is 1 mile. Two Mississippi, 2 mile. Or, so on and so forth. But this was probably a two Mississippier. But the problem is I didn't expect it. I thought it was fucking sunny out. And this thing fucking crashes right over the trees, big flash. I saw the bolt. Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I thought I was dead. So I run back into the hotel, and I'm like, fuck it. I got food in the fridge. I'll just manage. I got a little snack bar downstairs. So I basically had crackers and a banana nut muffin all night. And I proceeded to watch the Yankee game, Yankees-Boston, Yankees get torched. And I didn't have enough food in my stomach, and I think that's why I pretty much got hammered. So I had to call Joe this morning. Actually, it wasn't this morning. It was about 1 o'clock. And I'm like, can you replay the minutes on that meeting we had last night?
Yeah, he needed to know what we talked about last night.
I can't believe this. I had no idea that's what it was leading up to. The excuse for last night's fucking with Conti drunken conversation was there was lightning.
But Kenny has...
there was lightning, so...
That's interesting because Kenny has... He has a history with lightning. Kenny believes...
I didn't know this.
Kenny, tell Joe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I've always had a fascination with lightning and tornadoes and weather and stuff. And it comes across
in the sense
like
that you
I'm
find
scared
it, like,
of it.
I was going to say, in the sense that you find it like, exciting, because I do.
I just think I think it's absolutely invigorating. I just have a huge respect for it. I can't be outside in it. If you're ever worried, and me and you are sitting, you know, out on a concert on a green or something like that, I'll tell you exactly when it's coming, when it's happening, when the clouds are coming. I'll know
arthritis?
When to get shelter,
how do you know?
And I have to sit by a window and watch it, but I can't be out in it. You know what I mean? It's an extreme respect for it. I absolutely fascinated by it. I literally, when there's a storm around, it's like giving me like, you know, like 17 Red Bulls. I'm just like a cat in a cage, cat in a room full of rocking chairs, as they say.
So it's like exciting, but also freaks you the fuck out.
Absolutely. Yeah, just something that powerful, that close, that could so unpredictably strike me down with furious anger.
But don't
you will know my name is the Lord.
But Kenny is convinced. Well, since Kenny isn't going to tell you, I will. Okay. Kenny is convinced that that is the way he's going to die. He is going to die by getting hit by lightning.
I don't know.
Where'd you come up with this, Kenny? What makes you think that ridiculous statement?
There's a couple of different scenarios. I do have a death fantasy. Not a death fantasy, but a death vision. A death vision.
So not necessarily.
I also have almost this.
I was going to say, not necessarily the way you want to go out, but what you think is going to happen.
It's basically, since I was a young child, I've envisioned me walking and just basically going. You know, because they tell you you can smell like static electricity or something before it's supposed to happen, or the hair on the back of your neck stands up. I'm going to be like, oh shit, here it is, boom, and I basically I look like Andy Dufresne in that puddle of shit when he's free. You know what I mean? And the rain's pouring on
right
him,
when you're whipping
and
the
I
shirt
just
off,
get
right.
Zapped right in the fucking teeth with a lightning bolt. But I also have a superhero fantasy.
But
where
I
get
pause
struck
for
by
a second
lightning
before you
and then I become...
I need to pause before you get to your retarded comic book fantasy. This started out as just the things when you were a kid. You were just... I mean, that's understandable when you're a kid, but what I'm saying is how did that carry over into adulthood where you still think that's a reasonable and rational thought that you're actually going to get killed by lightning? I don't have to explain the chances to you. You're smart enough to know them. I mean... You know what I mean?
Oh, there's a better chance of me getting blown by a bull shark than getting struck by lightning.
Right.
Twice, by the way, because I think Kenny's already had that happen.
But you still carry this phobia, for lack of a better word?
Yeah. I always will. There's some kind of it's been in my dreams and daydreams and awake and unsubconscious and the whole thing of this thing with lightning and tornadoes, especially, you know, any kind of a thunderstorm with wind. It's like I don't know. It's just this fascination I have. When I was like 5 or 6 years old, all I wanted was tornado movies. My mother, she would get me that for Christmas. It would just be like the Weather Channel, you know, best tornadoes of, you know. All right, 1984 that, or whatever.
More documentary. What was the big one before Twister came out? I can't even think of one. Was there one?
A tornado movie?
Yeah.
Twister.
Before that.
Was there ever a tornado movie, Kenny?
Not too many of them, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I like the live footage. I would be fascinated by the live footage. I actually predicted 2 tornadoes.
No, you didn't.
In Jersey.
No, you didn't, Kenny.
No. I canceled an entire football practice in Edison, New Jersey. We had an EF1. At that time, it was F1 because it's the Fujita scale, but now it's the enhanced Fujita scale, so it's EF1.
All right, no, so Thomas Michaels, tell me about the tingling that happened on your neck, and how did you predict this?
Because I saw the cloud formations, and I was supposed to go to football practice. I was probably about 8 years old. 8 or 9 years old. I was supposed to go to football practice, and I told my mother, I said, I'm not going. I go, there's going to be something bad happening, because there was mammatus clouds, there was updrafts, you kind of see like a hook.
Oh my God,
it just felt like it was lined up, just from, not to get too, turns out we were supposed to have football practice at the high school, and I told my coach that I wasn't going, and he got real mad at me. And then a couple of minutes later, we found out that there was a tornado, a small tornado that had whipped band practice, and like trombones were flying around everywhere. And they had canceled the practice beforehand because I told them it was going to be bad storms. And then I predicted one in Perth Amboy, also an EF0.
Can you help me out here?
Just by cloud formation.
You know what? There's somebody who agrees with Kenny, Colorado Dickhead. In the chat, says, I'm with Kenny. People make fun of me all the time because I'm scared of lightning. A few days ago, I was sitting on a porch and had it hit 40 yards to my right. I got up to go inside, and another bolt hit 40 yards to my left. So there are people that are freaked out over lightning, even though, you know, the odds of getting hit by lightning are just ridiculous. It's fascinating what lightning does. Like, lightning emits ozone.
It is.
It emits ozone into the air, and what that does is it cleans the atmosphere. It cleans our air. That's why if you ever go outside,
and then everybody break dances a little better.
Well, that's good for me then.
Ozone,
because
breaking two electric boogaloo.
I don't remember that. I was wondering. It sounded like it was a good joke. I just didn't understand it. I'm sorry. I want to apologize for not seeing the movie.
My next door neighbor, not the one you know, Dan, the other side. Mm-hmm. Their house was struck by lightning twice in the last 15 years.
Wow.
The last time, which was like a year or two ago, it went through the roof and down to, not like the basement, but like the kitchen. The first floor. Like, you know, there's an attic.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, where the deck is, that level, and then, like, the regular floor. Hit the fucking floor. The grandmother of the place, you know, was 3 or 4 feet away.
Get out of here.
It was insane. Yeah, the fire department came. Because there was a little smoke in the attic.
Did it like blow her off the chair? Did she go launching?
I don't think. I mean, she's fine now. I don't know. But they had to be out of their house for months.
Really?
And I think it's mainly not the lightning, but because there was a little smoke in the attic, the house wasn't on fire. But because of a little smoke in the attic, you should have seen these firefighters, the grins on their faces. They took axes to the fucking windows, chopping shit up.
Yeah, I think
they
stuck
a hose in the top.
Oh, ripping it apart.
Oh yeah, and they stuck a hose in the top of the fucking roof and just down the entire house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. They probably enjoy that though. That looks like fucking fun for them, you know. Damn.
But yeah.
Oh, they love just tearing that shit up.
And now they live there again. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
Kenny.
Oh, no, I thought you were going. I've had a few close run-ins, you know what I mean? When I was in the Marines, we were marching, and we had our ponchos on, and we were marching across this big field. And right across, it was like a soccer field with like a track around it, you know what I mean? Just a big thing, like a football field.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the track, on the opposite side where the squad bay was, where we slept, we were going to this road that we make a left, and it was down to the chow hall. Once you get past the track, you go across the grass, and then there's the pool, the Olympic probably two times the size of an Olympic-sized pool where you do all the swim qualifications. And we're walking, and we're about 20 yards away from the sidewalk and the road, which is probably about 30 yards away from the pool. And this bolt of lightning just absolutely went and fucking crashed right into the pool. And it was three quarters of the whole bunch of fucking Marines just took off running. And the drill instructors were screaming like, "You fucking pussies, where the fuck are you running to?"
That was their
unplanned
test. And
then the other drill instructor was like, "Let's go back."
Anyone who ran away fails. Oh, sorry.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Yeah. But I've had a few close run-ins. It's just I have an extreme respect for it. And it was the reason why I got really happy last night.
It's nature, dude. You got to have respect for it. Otherwise, you know.
You're going to have not respect for it.
And be
and
a
stuff.
Fucking idiot and end up... Yeah, drowning you know, in your car because you
yeah,
went in the puddle.
There's people
that
want to they want to defy nature
and they want to build seawalls. They think you're going to protect
them
from fucking
realize
it's not going to work.
There are some of these immovable there's just some of these forces in nature that you just
wasn't there just a typhoon in Japan near that Fukushima plant that fucked shit up even more, which by the way no one talks about anymore. But that's still like pretty much burning into the ground.
Is it really?
Yeah,
because that was I think March of 2011.
Yeah.
So that's years ago.
It's not completely under control by any means.
Well,
No. It's gonna go all the way to China. It's just gonna burn a big hole all the way to. It's actually gonna burn a big hole to Midtown. Midtown Manhattan,
or right
on
Canal Street.
Is on the exact other side of Japan? Where would that be?
I don't know. You have to
Compton.
It all depends. Like you take a globe, right?
It's
and you
all
go,
relative,
all right.
Really.
It all depends on which way you stick it in.
It's
like if you have a globe and you have a drill and you put it through. It depends on which angle you push the drill through. And you know, you'd have to use longitude and latitude. You'd have to actually get coordinates.
Because I don't think most people realize, but the globe isn't completely a sphere. It's not like a perfect circle.
And plus, it's not. You know, like how do you? What's the 90? You'd have to use protractors and it's you know
stuff
what?
None of us are educated on.
But it would be cool though if we knew, hey, you know what, if you start, you know, right on the other side of the planet from here is, you know, Yugoslavia and, you know, Putin's bathroom or something. You know what I mean?
All you got to do is use one of those wooden dowels like they do in the first 48 in the police investigations, where they put like through the hole of the front window and then through the car headrest where the guy got blasted in the face. You know what I mean? We just got to stick a tube from one side, from Japan onto the other side.
Just one of those, slightly bigger. A slightly bigger dowel. Slightly longer. No? All right.
Yeah, no.
the Skype delay, I can't tell if I'm bombing, making no sense, or there's just a delay.
No, I think Kenny's just being, he's a little worried about the delay thing, and I think he's just being a little hesitant.
To not step over everyone like I do?
Right. Not that you do. You know what I'm saying.
I know. I'm kidding. I know.
But, on that one, I actually didn't get it because in my head I was picturing like a globe you have on your desk. And then he made a funny joke and I didn't get it. That's why. There's no delay. My brain is on a delay.
Hey, for everybody, all of our fans, we've finally, I guess you would say, we finally arrived as a program because me and Kenny, we as a show, have Conti and Kenny stickers. Yay.
Adorable.
Yeah, they're like these little 4x4 stickers.
You didn't bring any for me?
I got a couple in the car, yeah.
Give me one.
You want one or two?
I do.
Joe wants one.
I do.
Yay. So for all of our fans who wishes to have a couple of stickers, email us at ContiandKenny@AOL and send us your address. And
can I make it easy for you? In the subject line, just put stickers. That way you don't have to weed through all the other fan mail. You know?
We don't get any other fan mail. I mean, good idea.
So
put stickers.
In the subject
line. So we could tell. Because, you know, it's just constant, like, oh my God, you guys are hilarious.
Right.
Kenny needs to go. Conti's great. Conti's amazing. Kenny sucks. All those different emails.
Why do you keep calling that drug act to come and see you? Yeah, but yeah, put your address in the actual
and
body of the.
How about this, Kenny? What do you say? We will mail them to you, and we will pay for the postage.
That's what I do.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100%.
So if every one of our
fans, sister.
If every one of our fans wants a sticker, I have a jar with some quarters in it, and I'll take care of all the postage. All right? I got some.
So you got like 75 cents. You're all
set. Like $1.50.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. Got it. So, but if you want a sticker or a couple, we'll definitely put a couple in each one. Email us, ConteandKenny@AOL, and just put stickers and give us your send us your address, and we'll send them to you.
That's, of course, A-N-D, Conte and Kenny.
Conte and Kenny, yep. AOL. We already got Colorado Dickhead already sent me his address. And
well, there better be stickers in that subject line, sir, because he has a lot of weeding out to do.
Well, listen, I'm giving him a break because right now he's probably underwater. He's in Colorado.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I had to text a friend that's in.
He was right there. He got like 3,000 gallons of water in his basement. Like, just brutal.
And a friend of mine I texted. She was lucky. She said she was on high ground.
Oh, okay.
But it was right close to. Whew. Yeah. Really fucked up.
What is she, a Scottish warrior? I was on the high ground.
Q, run to the hills.
Wilhelmina Wallace over there. No, it's crazy over there, man. It's like there's still like 1,200 people they haven't found yet. They're all stuck in trees and shit.
Where's this?
Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It rained again. It rained again, but now they're starting to like the recovery. They've got the biggest deployment of rescue helicopters since Katrina.
Yeah.
Because they're just people that just couldn't, like, especially the rural places, like in the mountain valleys and stuff.
Okay.
Where all the runoff from the top of the mountain comes down. You know, all the little creeks that they go fly fishing in are now like raging, you know, tsunamis.
Damn.
So they're basically all these people that live in, you know, these rural areas have to get airlifted. They're just trapped. Their roads are closed. You just can't get to them. So they're trying to find them.
Kenny, what's more scary?
I think it's about 1,200.
What's more scary, Kenny? A flood and a bunch of rain that will drown you out of your home, or lightning?
To be honest, being
I
in
can't
the water
believe you have to
with
think
lightning
about this.
Around me.
You have to think. Okay, well.
In the chat room, go ahead.
Being vulnerable to lightning is the worst. I can swim in, you know, raging rapids. I can grab a tree branch. But if I got light, like a scene like Tom Hanks in
Castaway.
In whatchamacallit, Castaway, when he's in the raft. Holy monkey, Jesus! I would
bad
shit
sunburn,
myself.
Right? Sunburn. That's a concern.
They're busting our chops in the chat room about our email address. They're asking if we have 56K. So I guess they're asking if we have a modem to yes, I have a modem. So every time I turn my computer on, it's whoosh.
I do not miss that sound.
No, it's definitely not a fun thing. But yes, we're going. We
What's
go
our
with
email address?
ConteandKenny@AOL.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
I have it.
It's Monday. We do a show on Monday nights. I don't know if you know, from 7 to 10. It's called the Conte and Kenny Show. Just want you to know.
I got
to
deal with the same
just
shit.
Absolutely. So he's just to oblivious
me.
To everything.
I
got to
deal with the same shit with Maselli and Nick. It's the same
just
thing.
Lucky that he's good at what he does.
Well, he's amazing at what he does.
Holy crap.
But doesn't it annoy you? I'm going to speak for, like, in my case, I'm going to speak for Nick in this example. That you kind of hate that he's so good at what he does on the air, because otherwise you would just be like, you're an asshole.
See, the difference is...
No offense, Kenny. I'm not...
The difference is that...
I got you.
With you...
At least Kenny's reliable and shows up to your show.
Well,
sorry.
Not even that. But see, you've done your show for a while, and it's been your show, and you've had people in and out, co-hosts,
because
for a while,
I have such
and then whatever.
A charming, warming personality. I tend to keep people around
right,
me.
Right, exactly. I'm but very now, Maselli, who is one of your co-hosts, he's been doing a show for what? Maybe a
2011, so 2 years tops.
2 years,
tops.
Right? So, you know, you could say, well, you know what? He's been doing it for 2 years, and I've been doing it since whatever 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, yeah, you know what? You could bust his chops a little bit about fucking not paying attention sometimes.
We're still haven't looked at the post-it note of the
right.
phone number.
Yeah, Kenny's been doing this show since a month after I started. Okay, we started the show, and then Kenny weaseled his way in when my first co-host ended up on heroin, and Kenny just, and so we've been doing the show together. It's our show. It's Conte and Kenny. It's just as much mine as it is his,
right.
And vice versa. and he knows nothing. He knows nothing. He doesn't even... I work his Facebook. For everybody that wonders, except for a couple of posts about getting struck by lightning, I run Kenny's fucking Facebook
it
page.
It is odd when I see a post on Facebook from the Conti and Kenny show. I see Kenny Michaels also shared it at the same exact time.
Yeah, that's me.
And I'm like, Kenny's on top of the ball.
Oh, he's on top of the ball. Yeah, it's because I have his fucking password, and I have his account, and I also run Kenny's Twitter. So if you want to know what Kenny is up to, you got to call him, because he's not going to be through fucking social media.
And good luck with that phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenny,
so,
I feel like I'm annoying. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Kenny,
I'm just kidding.
You guys are completely 100% right.
Yeah,
and there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yep, he contributes.
I cannot defend it.
I will say Kenny does contribute sometimes to like prep work. It's usually a drunken voicemail at 2 a.m. Hey, Jojo, I got a great. I was in the airport and Britney Spears on a gurney and everybody's going ape shit and it's going to be good for the show. See you Monday. Click. Like, what the fuck was that?
And then Monday comes. He comes in studio.
Fucking remember. Doesn't like.
What was that Britney Spears? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But that's what he does. He's bombed up. So he calls me to leave me the message. So I'll make a note of it. So I can remind him, hey, dude. And then he'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. And there was the Britney Spears in the airport, and everybody's freaking out, and this is going to be a great thing. And I think I might, hold on, let me just see.
And while you do that, I got to say, I wish, I mean, as bad of a spot as you're in. No offense, I'm kidding. At least you have Kenny Constant on the show, dedicated. No matter where he is in the country, he Skypes in,
That's one thing about Kenny, it drives me nuts because you have to understand something. I will call him. I don't call Kenny for no reason. Kenny never calls anybody back. But once in a while, when I do call him, I leave a voicemail sometimes, too. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, I'm not calling you because I want to go out to get a steak with you. It's fucking Sunday night. What do you think I'm calling you for?
Right.
We do a show on Monday.
Yeah.
But he's been very good lately, I have to say. He's been calling me. Dude, he calls me up in a day. And he calls me up, and you know what the first thing I do is I go, is everything okay? Because him calling somebody during the day at all is like getting a phone call 4 a.m. You know something's up.
From a relative.
Like somebody's dead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if somebody calls you at 4 a.m, you know there's bad news. When Kenny calls me during the day, during coherent time, I'm thinking there's death in the family or something. But he's gotten a lot better.
But again, I was going to say, at least Kenny has that commitment to the show and that dedication.
Yeah.
And nothing against, I love Dave. I'm so fortunate to have found Dave, my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I work really well
together. You guys do. You have a nice chemistry.
And it's great. And that's why you go to CousinJoeShow.com. Plug. It says Joe Collette and Dave Zasik.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Nick had that same motivation and dedication because it would be... But you can't force someone...
No, not... And you know what?
Some people do it for the love of doing it,
right,
like Dave and I and you and Kenny.
Yeah.
And some people are like...
It's cool.
Well, what am I getting out of this?
They're like, yeah, it's okay. You know, I'll do it whenever. You know, And that's fine, you know.
I'd rather go play hockey. That's more important. Okay, well, you know, all right.
It's like wondering. It's like getting mad at a girl for not fucking liking you.
That's the thing. It's like I can't get mad,
right?
But
you could be frustrated.
It sucks, right? Yeah. It sucks. I get frustrated, but because I can't be mad at him personally.
Right. Yeah, because you know, you're like, oh man, dude, you are.
It's
fucking
like you don't understand
good.
How funny you are on the show. Yeah. But all right, go play hockey.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck am I gonna do? Whatever.
Yep.
Sorry, I went on a rant there.
That's okay.
You guys were talking about, you know, like me leaving a voicemail. So I'm like, you know what? I haven't looked in my notes because Joe told me, he's like, just put your notes down on the phone. So I haven't checked this in a while. And September 11th at 4 a.m., all I have is that shit looked like a bald sideways McDouble.
What's that? Who's that from?
What?
That's me writing down a note.
That's
at
to yourself.
In the morning on that's the note.
Did
on
you get
September
a hooker?
11th. That shit. Look, I guess I'm talking. I guess I visualized a snatchola. That shit looks like a bald sideways McDouble. The other one, this one actually, I actually totally forgot about. It's called the Hearing Voices Movement. It's called TED. And I have to look it up, maybe if we go on break. But I didn't even bring this up to anybody. But it's a, like a support group for people that hear voices. And instead of being on like medication and stuff, they just kind of let the voices run their lives too. Whoa. You know what I mean?
Wait, it's like a documentary?
It was really
kind
of weird.
Is it like a documentary on
it? Say that again, Joe.
Had you hear about this?
I forget where I saw it.
This sounds hilarious.
In the morning, so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the hearing. I'll try to do it right now.
But...
Google it. Or I'll YouTube it or something like that on the break. But I'm like, let me see what I wrote down. Yeah. That shit looks like a bald sideways McDouble. That's my
a bald sideways McDouble.
That's my note. 4 p.m. September 11th. 4 a.m. September 11th. On my little notepad.
All right.
I thought it was going to be, we have the passports ready. We have our box cutters in our pocket. Sorry, too soon? or just simply a bad joke? I can't tell.
I think it's a little both.
Yeah.
Wee Mobile in the chat asked, maybe if Kenny could telegraph his tweets. That might be a good idea. Maybe you could do your tweets in Morse code, Kenny. What do you think of that? Dot, da, 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 da. Hashtag fuck
face. You gotta have... playing in the background.
Why do we still use Morse code? Do we still use smoke signals? No.
No.
Can we get rid of Morse code?
I think they still use Morse code.
I know they do,
but
can we not do that? I remember being taught Morse code in like elementary school. SOS, of course, is the first thing you're taught.
Yes. I don't know. What else? I wouldn't know anything else.
I would never.
What else could you possibly fucking...
And when would you use it ever these days? Are you guys, before the break, Breaking Bad fans? Are we going to talk about last night? Or you have no idea what I'm...
Absolutely.
Kenny?
Kenny doesn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh.
No.
And I understand there are those people that are just getting into it now and are catching up. So we don't want to spoil anything. So it's a weird...
Yeah.
Line you got to...
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it later. All right. Maybe we'll give some time. You know what? Why don't we take a... Well, check it out. There is a hearing-voices.org. So you're right, Kenny.
I'm going to steal this from my show.
Okay, I'm going to look into that, yeah. Oh, Wii Mobile. Thank you, brother.
Did Kenny ever see the video of that clip of that guy? This is Democracy Manifest. No.
Kenny, have you ever seen that? The video of the Australian guy?
I know I played it for him last week, but he was on Skype. He barely heard it. I don't know if you didn't play it last week.
I actually saw it when I played it. Whatchamacallit? You are fine with judo, sir.
I see you know your judo well. Yeah, yeah.
I see you know your judo well.
For those of you don't know what we're talking about,
I got it right here.
Okay.
It's a guy. He's got like a bad mustache. He's probably in his late 50s.
Right. It's in Australia.
Yeah, it's in Australia. He sounds British, though. He sounds British. He doesn't sound
similar,
Australian. Australian is like the... But he's more like, I am here to serve.
He's more sophisticated.
Yes, he sounds British and Australian. And you know what Australia is? It's like a hillbilly Brit. That's what Australians are.
Yeah.
They're hillbilly Brits.
By the way, plug number two. This video was on CousinJoeShow.com.
Yes.
From that show.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you just assure me that I could speak?
Sit down inside the car. I'm not assuring anything.
So, again, he's being arrested. And the cops are trying to shove him into a car.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis, people. Why did you do this to me? For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal?
A succulent Chinese meal?
Oh, that's
a nice headlock, sir.
A succulent Chinese meal? What is the charge, sir? Get your hand off my peanut!
Hang on, I love this.
Succulent Chinese meal?
Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get off!
That's the clip right there.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp
tata and farewell? He says, I think he said,
one tough look.
One tough look. I don't know what that means.
That's when he's in the car.
Holy shit.
That's his farewell.
One of the greatest.
I would hang out with that dude and get hammered with him every single moment of the waking day.
Absolutely. I'd quit my job if I had the chance to. I would just.
There isn't a bad...
Young man, is this ice cream? It's delicious.
He's just narrating what's going on around him, but he doesn't get mad. He's like,
right, that's the thing.
And that's the thing. They're like, the cops are. They grab you and they get in the headlock a little bit to get you to head.
Trying to get him in the car.
To push your head down to get you in the car. And he's like, that's a one. You know your judo well, sir. Good headlock you have there, sir. Until one guy rubbed up against his penis, and that's when he freaked. But he's so regal during this whole thing.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
It's just one of the best things ever. Like, I love this guy, and I really think he's British. I don't think...
Again, I still got to get a backstory. I got to find out who this is.
I don't think he's Australian, because he's like, sir, and they're going, get in the car. Get in the car. Like, that's the Australian accent.
That. You're right.
That's that Australian accent. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's I don't want to say it's shitty, but it's not even close to British.
It's not as sophisticated.
No, not at all. It's like, you know, somebody from, you know, New York going, I'd like to get me some water. And then somebody from the South be like, I want to get me some water. You're just like, you know what?
Or maybe the difference between someone from Manhattan and Long Island. Do you want to stay with New York?
Oh, that Long Island, that fucking Long Island accent. 9-5. Mm. Oh, you ever hear somebody from Long Island say the word 9? 9.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Mm. That's why when you hit, like, O&A, both Opie and Anthony are both from Long Island.
Yeah.
And both, I think there's only parts of Long Island that have that shitty Long Island accent. Because both of them don't have it. And you know that they didn't. I know comics from Long Island that don't have it, but then there are other people where it's like, I'm going out, I'm gonna be home at 9, and it's it's just so douchey, you know. Yeah. And speaking of O&A, Kenny has a little problem.
Uh oh,
right, Ken?
Something else stolen?
Yes.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, over the years, and by no means, am I mad at anyone over there in XM Sirius, because we are friends with a lot of people, and I am a huge fan of Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez. I enjoy them thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. I know
but
do.
Every from time to time, as time goes on, I like to make mention of a few discrepancies.
Get your hands off my penis!
Get your hands off my penis!
Now, there's been a few things over the years. We did a bit with Big A that, you know, we let them do. They wanted to do it again, and having him do something on air. There's been a couple other things that were kind of similar things that we've already done.
Wait, wait a minute. What are you saying, Kenny? Are you saying that when we had Big A on, that they did something that we did? Is that what you're saying?
No, we did it. All I'm saying is that we're doing a lot of things first.
Did you have Big A read the news?
And it just goes to show that we have a great show and we are on the cutting edge of new hip material.
And a little bit of a tongue tie.
Okay.
And influential, apparently.
Yeah, influential, huh, Kenny?
Influential, if you will. Sure, we are kind of an underground. When you're big fish, you go to the little pond and see what's on the underground funny stuff.
Oh,
so they might have interns or something checking out podcasts and whatnot.
I'm with Kenny on this one. You know why? Because who's going to go, hey, I heard that on... Yeah, no one, because they broadcast to millions. We don't, so it's easy to steal our shit and bring it to their show.
You're right too.
So
wow,
I think they're just being lazy and just stealing from
holy shit
excellent internet podcasts like ours.
I'm totally.
And when I say ours, I mean the Conti and Kenny show and my show.
Right, exactly.
You know.
So now what?
Or they could just subscribe to YouTube and see the same stuff we are.
Does that too? Yeah.
So Kenny,
what's the latest gripe?
Here, you know what? I'll actually tell you what the gripe is without him even saying anything. Ready? I won't even tell it.
Okay.
Here's the gripe.
Stay tuned because Stairway to Stardom is next with Frank Massey.
anybody doesn't know what this is, it's a Stairway to Stardom.
Oh, I saw them posting it on Facebook.
Okay. Right. This is Stairway to Stardom, which was, it's all over the, it's been on the internet for a long time, and we were privy to this a couple of years ago when I was doing my show, the Joe Conti show.
Right.
Because my friend Bob, who I went to high school with, proceeded to let me know that there is a, basically it's a cable access show, and a lot of people listen to the show, listen to O&A, and you, now because they talked about this today, you know what it is. It's a cable access show from the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
where horrendous acts would go up, and, you know, it was like a talent show.
It was like the intro for it, right?
And this is the intro.
Okay.
And you say, Joe, man, have you had this intro for a long time? Yeah, I have. All right? So what happened was, I found out that one of the videos that was kind of viral was a girl dancing. And this girl, it just wasn't that good. She was like a young girl, like 13, 14 years old.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't ask my next question, which was she sexy?
No, she actually, she might have been 15. She was definitely a little older.
Not after seeing that dance.
Right. She was probably a freshman in high school, eighth grade.
Okay.
So she's doing some dance where it's kind of mixed with ballet. It's kind of ballet dance, but dancing around, right, to like music.
All right.
And
what was her name so they can look it up?
You know what? Just put Stairway to Stardom, bad dancer. Put Michelle.
Or put Opie and Anthony in your...
I don't know if they did this one because it's more of a visual. So what happened was I found this out and found out that the girl who's viral, this video's been going around YouTube for years,
uh-huh.
and it's brutal, and they brutalize this girl. There are actually different, you know how people do mixes and they redo and they do it in slow motion? Find out, I went to high school with this girl. I know her personally. And from
did you play her clip years ago? Or
yes.
You did?
Yeah, but I mean,
you didn't
like,
know back then that you went to high school?
No, I did know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I saw her,
you knew back then. Okay.
I knew exactly who it was because my friend who was on the show with me said, dude, Michelle so-and-so is on.
I'm not sure if you guys.
What's up?
So, I'm sorry. I thought I cut out, but it's Michelle Sutlovich.
I didn't want to say her fucking
name. If you
put
Stairway to Stardom.
You don't have.
Well, does the last name come up on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, then it's public.
I know,
right.
But because I know her, I felt like I don't want to be a dick and put her name out there. But anyway, so when you watch it, it's brutal because people are brutalizing her. Because
she's really terrible.
She's like 14. So they make mixes. And from what I gather, every time a new video would come up, she would go out of her way to get it taken down, and then somebody would put up another one. It just it's going on for years. I don't know if it stopped.
Knowing that people hated it, she would still put out.
No, she was getting it taken down, and then other people would put it back up.
Oh, without knowing that there was such a negative reaction? Like,
no, maybe. In other words, she's seeing that her video is all over YouTube, and she's
not
getting.
Not knowing why they're so popular, is what I'm saying. She doesn't understand that the majority of people are
no. You're a retard. I've never done this with you. You're a retard. Listen to what I'm saying. The video is up. She finds out that it's up on YouTube. It's getting popular, and she's getting ripped on. So she goes out of her way to try to get the video taken off the internet.
That's what I'm saying. She took it down because she realized she was getting shit for it. But my point.
But she didn't
my
put it up.
My question is, why did she keep doing more? Is what I was saying.
She's not doing more. It's only one video.
Oh, it was one. Okay.
No, it's just one video. But people are putting it back up and doing mixes of it.
Okay.
You know how people have to put their own take on it.
Oh, of course.
And they're putting different types of music with it.
Auto tune, whatever.
Auto tuning, brutalizing her. So
okay.
So now we find out. Holy shit! That's Michelle. This fucking, and White Ash Brent knew about it for years. And he's like, dude, you went to high school with that girl? I'm like, yeah. There's videos of her. So we find this out. So now we find Stairway to Stardom. And it's gold. There's bad comics.
The original version, not hers.
There's tons of acts on it that are on YouTube.
Okay.
And
there's got to be 40 videos.
Yeah. The bad rap. The one, what's the crack song, the hip hop song? The crack. I can't think of it, but so anyway, so we've been doing this for a long time. We even have the intro. We would play it once in a while,
right?
Because I, you know, it was brought to me,
right?
So now O&A found Stairway to Stardom. and did it today.
Well, no, one of their interns or producers did. They didn't.
I don't know. I didn't hear it, but go ahead.
No, I'm just...
Go ahead, Kenny.
Never mind. Sorry.
I hate when he's on fucking
Stairway.
Skype.
If you go Stairway to Stardom, Crackhead, you'll find it.
Crackhead, that's
it's
right.
Great, you want to play it real quick?
Yeah,
try, see if you can find it. Play it real quick.
Conti, how tempted were you to get in touch with her, to have her call in and be like...
I never even thought of it because it was just... I didn't, honestly, because I just felt that, you know...
She felt too bad?
Like, yeah. Here it is.
There's actually mis videos favoritos de Stairway to Stardom by Ignacio Fraga.
So this is BJ the Messenger, and the song's Crackhead. So it's a guy on a Casio. Some guy...
Crackhead to crackhead, you still haven't changed. You're still messing with the stuff that eats
look at
up
this.
Your brain.
It's like a Humpty Dumpty ripoff, guys.
When you looked all right, but what you should have been worried about.
So there's a 14-year-old girl dancing. A guy with a Casio
really
behind him.
With your free bass and buff stinking mule train breath. Now, did you ever wake up? Your face stuck to the pillow. Did your mama ever call you an ugly gorilla? You're a crackhead. Tell him again, EJ.
I know this sounds stupid, but. Is this supposed to be a parody funny song? Or is
no.
This is an actual song.
This is a song. This is not him trying to be funny.
They're all like this. They're all real.
Yep. He's wearing a ski mask, an orange ski mask.
Robbing a train in the 1800s.
With a...
Smell your body over the telephone. Now with your peanut head, you never
rerun.
Be the best until you get your butt together. Then you pass the test for a nickel and a dime. You commit a crime, but when the judge throws a book, can you stand the time? Push a man on the corner, there selling death. You better stop your way of living and help yourself. This
this wasn't like on the radio or anything, was
no,
it?
No, of course not. This is a bad cable access show. And they went up there.
So this is the original song intro that your friend covered.
Who would... No, this is just another act. There's a ton of different acts on here.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah, this is okay. On for like a couple of years.
So I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
A couple of years.
Okay.
So there's dancers, there's singers, comics, okay. Jugglers, and they're all terrible.
So listen. Like a fool, smoking crack all day, wasting your life away. You better stop and listen to my heavy rap today. Listen, life is too sweet. Why throw it away for a $20 high when you get your pay? Now, hey, brothers and sisters, have you lost your head?
And this is from 1987. You think it helped out with the anti-crack thing?
I'm not sure.
Because I don't think crack ever got big.
Not in the 80s. No.
I don't think crack ever got big. And I have to say thank you to BJ the Messenger, because this song kept people off crack.
It thwarted people.
Thwarted people.
If anything. Yeah.
Crackhead. Leave it alone.
The crackhead, the crackhead.
Things you want to shoot heroin
so,
and pass
so, anyway,
out.
Anyway, so we've
it's
been
not anti-drug.
We've been playing Stairway to Stardom for a while because somebody I went to high school with was on it, and then ONA found it today, and now Kenny has to mention again that ONA ripped us off.
Once again,
I
understand.
I am not mad. Just
oh, of course he's not mad.
Your
no.
Power.
you're humbled.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, you're humbled.
Yes.
Because, yeah, they're
yes.
learning from you.
Right, of course, because I know for a fact that Jimmy, Opie, and Anthony all listen to this show.
Well, maybe just one of them, not all three. It only takes one, Conti.
Of course.
And you play
right.
poker with the fucking guy, so, you know.
Yeah, I do
maybe,
know Anthony.
Maybe one day you dropped your business card.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
Had
know.
Your, and had
you,
your website on it.
You know what? Next time I go play poker, I'm going to give one of my Conti and Kenny stickers. What do you think of that? I'd be like, Anthony, here's a sticker. Here, put it on a wall on your mansion somewhere.
I think he'll love that.
I think he will. Yeah.
Put it right in the movie theater.
So, Kenny, now, do we something about this? Do we attack the show?
Oh, radio war? Is there a radio war?
Do we
war
do a radio
gonna...
war
no,
with ONA?
No,
we don't
just
do that.
We keep a tally. And we just,
oh, thank
we
God,
just
he
keep
said
mentioning
no.
when it happens. That's all.
Oh, okay. So we just let everybody know that, hey, you know what?
Oh,
they're
starting to sweat. Okay.
And I'm telling you right
okay.
now,
okay,
I
so
think
okay, good.
I think they should feel relieved.
Like they should apologize?
I think they should feel relieved
oh.
that.
That we didn't wage.
That we didn't wage war, a radio
right.
war,
absolutely.
With ONA.
You're welcome.
I mean,
you're welcome, fellas.
They're yeah. not that good. They don't
any
have a lot of firepower.
Money, yeah.
They don't have any fans.
None.
And they have no
left.
Experience in radio.
Their only fans were on Whackbag, and they're all gone now. That's
yeah,
it.
They have
there's
no,
nobody
no,
else.
Nobody listens to them.
There's nobody else.
No, not
it
at
was,
all.
It was just that one little message board website. Nobody else. Nobody.
All right. Let's... let's take a break. All right, Kenny, let's...
Parallel creativity. Yes, parallel exactly. creativity.
Yeah, I know. It's called the internet. All right, stupid. All right, let's let's take a break, and when we get back, maybe we'll get into some stuff. There's so much stuff to talk about. We have the Twitter account of the week.
I even wrote down, like, prep on a post-it note in case I had to do the first half hour with myself. So, I mean, there's always that.
Okay, cool.
But, you know.
All right, let's take a break. We did almost an hour of nonsense. And
oh, my goodness.
O&A, you ripped us off.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Cocksuckers. Thanks, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I got some stuff, too.
It's the original. Never duplicated. or always duplicated. Conti and Kenny Show.
Don't fall for imitations.
Copywritten 2005. All right, we'll be right back. It's Conti Kenny Show with Cousin Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of the Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's my drink.
You cut.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
You fought my drink?
20 seconds. Take an alcoholic's drink away. They know right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did. You fucking pieces of shit. And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to say? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are gonna think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know, but you fucking.
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Do you have an unusual growth on your genitals? Did your significant other dump you? Lust and Love, where we might not be able to help you, but at least we'll get a good laugh at your expense.
Lust and Love, Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, this is Wolf from Tattoos and Touchdowns.
And Espo, as always.
Check us out every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Conti with Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show, and we just wanted to let you know about a brand new podcast we are doing called Conti and Kenny Shorts.
It's a bunch of stuff that we had from newer stuff that we just re-release from our regular 3-hour show on Monday nights, but we also have dug around and found all the good stuff that we've been doing for 7 years. Or if you like the crazy stories, there's a ton of them. We just got to find them, grab them, put them out.
Yeah. the podcast is anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. And you get like two or three quick segments with a couple of little things in between, you know, little cute little things. And so far, people like it. So the best way to do it is to either go to ContiKenny.com or just subscribe on iTunes.
And also, remember, I've only stopped doing cocaine for about 3 years. So there's 4 years of cocaine.
Ah.
Remember that. Just as much drinking.
BC and AC. Before Coke and after Coke.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. I like it. BC and AC.
BC and AC. So,
there are some good times.
Yep. This is Conti and Kenny Shorts, a podcast of a podcast, which I like to say, based on our show, The Conti and Kenny Show.
Podcast of a podcast.
Yeah, because we do a show, but it's also a podcast. So that's a podcast of a podcast.
But we do a show, not a podcast.
But our show was still podcasted.
But if we podcasted it, then it would be not a show. It would be a podcast. But if we do a show, then we podcast it, and then we a podcast of a podcast. But that doesn't sound right.
Do you think people are still listening now?
No, that's they're why they not go even to podcasts.
They're not even listening to this commercial.
Why are you arguing with me?
I don't know.
You're completely correct.
Conti and Kenny Show Shorts. Conti and Kenny Shorts from the show. The Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio every Monday night, 7 to 10.
We had to shorten it up because we didn't think we could do this much longer.
It's over 2 minutes. How are we shortening this up?
No, I mean our careers.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Enjoy.
Mark Out Radio Live, Sundays at 2 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Two wrestling marks who surprisingly don't have a lot of nice things to say about Hulk Hogan. I think you should bring Hogan back and let Norton kick the fuck out of him.
Hogan Hour sucked.
But now it just seems like everyone's kicking out of everyone's finishers for no reason whatsoever.
You're making me embarrassed over here.
Oh, they're fans.
I gotta say, the person I masturbate the most to on More Like Radio is Big T.
My boner's so huge right now.
Go away. Just stop. I don't even care. It's in...
And that's Mark Out Radio live Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Jerk my cock. Jerk my cock. Jerk, jerk, jerk my cock.
Okay, fight. Okay, fight. Okay, fight. Okay, fight. Okay, fight.
Okay.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to the, what is it?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and I'm in a car, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, one of the greatest podcasts you've ever listened to in your life. Holy shit, man. Conti and Kenny Show, live, right now. My favorite podcast. All right, anyways, Conti and Kenny Show, live right now. This is Robert Kelly. Even though we did this in the car, you did my podcast in the car. Who the fuck, Kenny?
If you're not listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, what the fuck are you listening to?
All right, we're back. I always like to throw in some Pink Floyd when Cousin Joe is here.
Amazing song.
Just another big fan of Pink Floyd, as I am. Kenny is not.
How dare you, Kenny?
He's not as big a fan. He likes the hits, but he doesn't know a lot of their other stuff.
You know, Kenny, you know why that is? That's because you haven't listened to them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
I have
listen,
not.
Yeah, if you listen to the non-hits, you would like them. Trust me.
I think you would, Ken.
Yeah, you have good taste, sir.
Yeah, like the hits, I'm like, yeah, I just don't get, the whole thing. But that's my experience.
Yeah, I think there's a stigma attached to Pink Floyd that it's all about being on acid and you have to be high to listen to them, and it's really not. They were just a real deep band, and they had some songs that were just.
And every album is so different from the last. I mean, you could say the whole, you got to be an acid to listen to, I don't know, Dark Side of the Moon or Wish You Were, maybe, whatever. But no. I mean,
no.
Dark Side of the Moon is nothing like Animals. Two completely separate albums.
Yeah.
Both amazing, but completely different.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, one genre of a hippie band or a.
Right.
Where you can't define like that.
No. It's just they're an entity of themselves. And, you know, listen. There are people that, I don't know a lot of people that hate Pink Floyd. There are people that are like Kenny, they're like, I just don't really know a lot of this stuff.
Right,
like
or never got into them.
Never got into them, which is fine. I give people that. That's okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Conti and Kenny Show. Of course, Cousin Joe is here. And Kenny is in Tallahassee on Skype.
Uh-huh. Florida, yeah. Tallahassee. What's the other Tallahassee?
Is there another Tallahassee?
Of course there is.
Kenny. I have no idea.
Am I retarded?
Nope.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
No,
I'm Googling it.
Did you just turn on the air, Kenny? I heard a little.
Of course he did.
No. I couldn't. Can you hear the air conditioning?
Yes.
No, it's okay now.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Now it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're broadcasting from where they buried the thing at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the big warehouse. It's a little echoey, but that's okay.
Slightly.
Yeah, what happens when I take it off mute, it takes a second to recalibrate itself, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This machine. So it should be,
that's your breathalyzer, the calibration. Put that down. Sheep choke? Okay.
As the seconds go on, I can even hear you guys better. So it takes a little bit for the machine to.
All right, whatever you're doing, it's getting real loud.
I'm not doing anything.
All right, it's back. It crescendos, and then it goes away.
Okay. Kenny's like Mozart. It's like just
I just wish that he would put a bolt in his head like the Moonlight Sonata song. Fucking want you to. Fucking Mr. Fucking Businessman. All right, okay. So hey Ken, you were telling me about. Some weird shit that was going on in the airport when you were on your way down to wherever you're at, Tallahassee.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is that I had a layover in Charlotte, and I'm at a little sports bar just watching some tube, and having a couple of pops, and all of a sudden, this ruckus goes on.
Like, I'm sorry, like, where is this?
Fucking what president?
What airport is this? Like, where is this?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. It's starting to make
sense. And it's a nice airport. Very nice airport. Big. And I was in Terminal E, and everyone starts a buzz starts going about the place. Britney Spears is here. So I said, "Oh shit, let me catch a gander." So I'm at the bar, right in the, and there's no doors on the restaurant. It's just wide open. It's like a food court. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm at the end of the bar, just kind of hanging out, and I'm right next to where the guy, you know, the people drive those little scooters. You know, but the tram cars with all the old people. And,
the disabled?
So? What's that?
The disabled?
Yeah, older disabled. Yeah, you know those carts, the extended cab golf carts. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, come driving by me, about 10 feet away, is Miss Britney Spears.
Really?
On a golf cart. Yeah. She had big aviator sunglasses on. She looked pretty good. And, but the whole point of the thing was, I couldn't believe how many people were like clamoring around her, and then it was like a buzz. You know what I mean? Like people, heads were turning and stuff. And I'm like, "Are you guys shit me? It's fucking Britney Spears. If it was Nelson Mandela, sure, right. You know, I'll turn around too. I'll go shake the fucking guy's hand."
Or if it was 1998, yeah.
there's a weird thing with the. See, there are people that are they freak out. Because it's a celebrity. Doesn't matter who it is, yeah. Which is what Kenny, apparently that's what you were experiencing. That's what you were seeing. People going nuts.
And yeah, the bartender actually said, "Well, damn, that's the most famous person we've had through here. We've had Dan Marino and Jerry Rice, but that's about it." And he's like, "One of them rap guys, too, was here, too." And I'm like, "It's fucking Britney Spears. It ain't the fucking Pope." You know what I mean?
I know. It's. If, I mean, you listen. I mean, how many? You know, if you're a person in your 30s,
in all fairness, Britney Spears makes more sense than the Pope.
Well, I guess Kenny. Kenny looks.
Well,
at
the Pope has his own. The Pope has his own cart. He doesn't need one from U.S. Airways with some old Jamaican lady, some fat Jamaican lady driving it.
But real quick, Kenny, how does she look in person? Because I've read and look. I don't research Britney Spears. But I just saw yesterday that in the news she had to release her single early because it leaked, and they showed like the album cover, and everyone was talking about how photoshopped it looked. How did she look in person, like body wise? Did she look good? Or
she was sitting down. She didn't look bulbous or anything like that. She basically had there was a bunch of people around her, and she had like bags and stuff, and she had her hair was kind of. Hair was kind of down. She had like some kind of like a weird, like not a hat, but something on like a headband kind of a thing, and then sunglasses, like big sunglasses. So you couldn't really see. If she walked by me, I probably wouldn't be like, "Oh shit, Britney Spears." I probably wouldn't have recognized her. You know what I mean?
Right.
She looked like she was walking through an airport with a bunch of people. You know, so I couldn't get a good grasp of her actual features. And like I said, she just drove right past me. You know?
Right.
And so like, I didn't.
Were people like security walking around this little go kart to make sure no one attacked her? Like, you know?
There was people on the cart with her. There wasn't like security walking. It wasn't like fucking Dallas, you know, with JFK where the guys are running next to the car.
Because that worked out so well. Yeah.
Yeah, because that worked. But she had a bunch of people on the cart, and she was they kind of just, you know, beep, 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 and they shuttled her away into the terminal and put her right on the plane. You know, so she wasn't sitting there hanging out, you know, just like shooting the shit with people. It was very businesslike, very, let's get out of here. People are making it. Because literally, if she would have stopped and like hung out and got like, you know, some nachos or something.
Right.
It would have been mayhem. Because that's what kind of a buzz went through as she's driving through. The wave happened afterwards. It was like people met Britney Spears, and it was real. Then it came to a crescendo when she left, and then everybody was like, "Britney Spears, Britney Spears." And I'm like, "Who?" There was like two other guys at the bar were like, "Who gives a flying fuck?"
Yeah,
you know, like two old businessmen. You know what I mean?
But everybody else had this huge like adrenaline rush. Like,
it's like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
I understand. Absolutely. Look, if it was a bunch of girls in their 20s, early 20s, or teenage girls, even though they're annoying. But at least you go, all right, they're fans. I mean, what's amazing, you have to realize something. Britney Spears has been around since 99.
Yeah.
She's been around 14 years.
I was in high school when...
So you figured if you were 14 at the time, you're 28 years old right now. When, you know, if you were a freshman in high school when Britney Spears came out, you're 28 years old right now. So, but the thing is, when you get a little older, stuff that makes you fucking, you know, gets your juices going, like celebrities, when you're younger, you go, eh. You know what I mean? Like, all right, if I see a celebrity, I saw Louis C.K. yesterday. We were walking through, we were just about to walk into St. Gennaro Feast,
uh-huh.
And we saw a guy, and I look, and I go, that's fucking Louis C.K. And Carrie turned around, because I was with Fernandez and Carrie, and Carrie, you know, that's Louis C.K. And he was with his two daughters.
So you
walking.
Left him alone.
I didn't say anything. I don't have that. I don't have that balls.
That you need a picture? Oh, it's not that you don't need a picture. It's that you don't have the balls.
I don't have the balls to go up to people who are like famous people.
I don't think it's a balls thing with you. I think it's more you have more respect.
Well, I do have respect for them, too.
To not interrupt their day and fucking...
Yeah, you know, like, I thought of it afterwards. I wanted to, like, see Louis C.K. if I saw him in time and just, as I walk by, just lean in and go, big fan, and just keep walking. You know what I mean? But... It's like, it depends on the celebrity.
I'll do that to sports
guys. Yeah, it's like Kenny said, I mean, if it was Nelson Mandela, like when I met Carlin, I mean, that was ridiculous. I mean, Carlin's an icon, and I understand. Look, this isn't about trashing Britney Spears.
No.
But if you're a 30-year-old guy or a 40-year-old guy, and you're going like crazy because Britney Spears is in an airport, it's like, dude. What are you, 10?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong. I actually like that one song, Toxic, that was just playing.
But
I mean, she was fucking... Dude, that video, that first video of Hit Me Again.
Hit Me One More Time.
What in the fuck? I mean, she was, you know, every guy in America was like, this is ridiculous.
I was in 10th grade. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous.
But again, I guess it's also...
See, when I started doing stand-up, the whole thing with me was... You know, one of these days they're going to be asking for my autograph. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which is never
going to
happen.
Any actor or something like that.
Right.
But that's how I don't get starstruck by many people because you don't really have much over me to be. You know, I'll go up to someone like, especially sports guys. Like I got drunk with Ricky Henderson. Well, I didn't get drunk. I had a couple of Cavassiers with Ricky Henderson.
You got drunk.
Al Leiter a couple of months ago. I bought him lunch in one of the places that I was at. And I just said, hey, man, great, you know, loved watching you play, awesome job on a TV, and that's it. And that's all I do. I can say, hey, I met him, because it is cool to meet celebrities, but I'm not going to fucking miss any other moment of my day to go out of my way unless you're a fucking, you know, a president or former president or someone that I really admire, you know what I mean, like a Carlin or Einstein or something. Fucking, you know, I fed Redman, too. I fed him. That little pipsqueak.
Well, Kenny just said...
I'm like,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what Kenny just said reminded me of when I met Louis C.K. I didn't ask for a picture. I was interning for ONA. He was in studio. I go bring him his bottle of water. And at the time, you know, it was like 2009, I think.
Right.
And they just released a video on YouTube of him and Ricky Gervais on a private jet. And it started to get really, like, turbulent and fucking... And it was hilarious. You just see Ricky filming Louis C.K. going, oh, babies with AIDS, oh, Hitler fucked his wife, oh, like just because he's trying to, because he's nervous as fuck, the plane's going to go down.
Right, right.
And it was, so I, you know, I broke a rule at my internship, because the rule was do not talk to any celebrities or guests, but he was in the studio, and I just brought him his water, and it took 3 seconds. I didn't go shake his hand, I just went, hey, man, that YouTube video of you and Gervais is fucking hilarious. And he looked at me and went, oh, thanks so much, man. Like, couldn't have been nicer. And that's it. I walked away.
You didn't get crap for that, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I got crap for giving Judah Friedlander a card. But that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is.
But there was a reason because, hey, you are a true fan of his.
I just want to let him know.
And
like,
you were like, hey, dude, stuff that you've done have made me happy.
Because I know that would make me feel good if I was in his position.
Of course.
Putting shit out there.
Right. But you didn't just fucking see Britney Spears, and you're a guy who never liked Britney Spears' music.
Right.
And it is, like I said, it's not a dig at her. But
no.
Look, she she's made me happy a couple times, but usually because I had my fist wrapped around my dick. But
with
it's
the,
like
with
she,
the music video
she's
on mute.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not somebody that I'm a fan of. I'm not a fan of her music, so why would I go nuts to see her? And that's this twisted thing that's in America right now with this celebrity thing where everybody is obsessed with being a celebrity and also obsessed with celebrities.
It's also, unless I'm in the minority, it's also, I think, what you were trying to say before with who you're into. Same internship. I remember coming up from the elevator and trying to walk through to get back in the K-Rock studio, and that queer from Fallout Boy, the one that had this dick on the web, was walking with
you
his
mean,
posse towards, I forget his name, I don't know.
But
I had to walk through him to get to, I was talking to Steve C.
Okay.
To try, and I'm like, oh, get out of my way. Not out loud, I'm thinking, get the I know who he is, but I'm thinking, get the fuck out of my way, and our shoulders bump, and it's just like a regular, get the fuck out of you know, because I hate his band. I think he's you know,
right.
shitty.
Yeah.
But that, if that was Scott Weiland, I would be like,
oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
I put my hands up. Excuse you. Excuse me. Go
right.
right ahead. Go. Sorry.
Yeah. So
excuse you.
Excuse you.
Excuse you. I meant excuse,
excuse
me.
You.
I meant excuse me.
Excuse but, you. excuse me. Yeah. You want me to sign this? Beautiful dresses around the corner. Go get me a beautiful dress. I'll sign whatever you want. Right over there. Beautiful dresses. Beautiful dresses.
But it's weird how, yeah, a celebrity is a celebrity, but it's also what you're into. What
yes.
kind of celebrity?
Well, because... think about this. Think about this. I mean, you know, you interned for ONA,
right.
but Opie and Anthony have, like, you know, millions of fans all over the country and the world.
Uh-huh.
And there are people that would be freaked out and have been freaked out being in the same room with those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they're a celebrity within a group because they're not, like, Tom Cruise, that type of celebrity.
Right.
So there are people that would be fucking freaked out about seeing them, but they could walk down the street in Manhattan and people would be like, excuse me, sir, can you get out of my way? It's that middle ground celebrity, especially when it comes to comedy, you know, even acting. There are certain actors, but you know, you're more readily seen as an actor. And but singing, but Britney Spears is like this huge celebrity.
Global.
Yeah, just huge. Yeah. So they're just, all they do is see that it's this huge celebrity who we've seen on the tube, on television, for the last 14 years, and people go nuts.
And following all her fuck-ups, all her ups and downs, whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually more in awe when the first time I saw a celebrity was comedian George Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
You know the comic George Wallace? Kenny, do you know George Wallace?
Black guy, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
George
yeah,
Wallace.
Yeah.
He had a big part in Seinfeld on the show of Seinfeld.
The lawyer?
I don't know what he played. I never watched the show.
No,
Seinfeld.
No. He didn't.
I think he played a doctor, Kenny. Did he play doctor on a.
But I don't remember exactly, but him and Seinfeld have been best pals for a long time.
He's a pretty okay. well-known comic, and this was yeah. before I ever did stand-up. It was like 2 years, and I was in Atlantic City, and I'm walking around, me and my friends were playing, and George Wallace just standing around the casino. Just walking around with his hands clasped behind his back, just strolling around.
By himself?
Just walking around by himself. And I go to my friends, I go, dude, it's fucking George Wallace. And they go, who the fuck's George Wallace? I'm like, he's a fucking great comic. I didn't even walk up to him. They were like, dude, why don't you go up to him? I was like, nah, I don't want to. They were like, go ahead. I was like, nah. They were like, yeah, that's him. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And because all I wanted to do was go, hey, you know what? I'm a big fan. I've always wanted to do comedy. Didn't have the balls to walk up to him because I didn't want to bother
him. You didn't say anything at all?
I don't want to bother people. I never want to be the... But then there are people who could walk up to somebody who's famous
mm-hmm.
when they're sitting having a meal
Ugh.
With their family and just go, hey, by the way, I think... When I saw Mark Sanchez, right? When Mark Sanchez first came to the Jets
uh-huh.
and... We were at a pancake house in Whippany, New Jersey. And it was me and my girlfriend. Dude, they all go there. There's all Jets all go there because it's right near where a lot of the Jets have, you know, condos and houses.
Like,
no, where the Jets facility is in Florida
oh,
Park.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, my girlfriend.
Pancake house.
My girlfriend, I go, behind me was Mark Sanchez. And the girl from The Sopranos, when he was dating the girl from The Sopranos, the daughter, what's her name?
Jamie Lynn Sigler,
right?
Yeah, hot.
So what happened was, I'm sitting there, and my girlfriend's going, that's Mark Sanchez right behind
me. He was dating her,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, oh, wow. I was like, I would love to, like, just say, hey, you know what? You know, big fan, good luck, blah, blah, blah. It might have been his second year. And she's like, why don't you go say something? I'm like, I don't want to say anything. They're eating. They're hanging out. So I walked by. I saw that they were done.
Right.
They were not eating. He was just sitting there talking to her. And I just, real quick, and I said, hey, listen, don't want to bother you, but I'm a big fan. And good luck, whatever.
Did you reach out to shake his hand, or you just said that?
No, no, I just said that.
Okay.
But the weird thing was, see, I didn't know who he was. I didn't see who he was with.
You didn't see Jamie Lynn.
I couldn't see her from where I was sitting.
Ooh.
So I walked over.
To me, she's the bigger celebrity.
But I didn't see her. All I saw was him. And then he's obviously talking to somebody. So all of a sudden, I walk over and I go, hey, by the way, big fan and good luck next year. And I look over at her and he just kind of looked at me and went, thanks. And I look over at her and she had a nice smile on her face and I go, hey, I know you too.
Oh, God.
And then walked away. And it must have been so weird for them.
No, I'm sure they found it funny.
Yeah, because I wasn't looking for her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was just looking at her, and then when I looked at, I was looking at him, and then looked at her and went, oh, yeah, you're a celebrity, too.
I can only think of two that I was in the same place as, and I let it go as much as I wanted to come up to them. State Line Diner.
Right. Look at him bragging about different places.
Ed Ramsey, New Jersey.
Okay.
Very popular diner.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Aiello, his entire family, at the big booth. And I keep looking over. I'm like, he's with his family. Like you said, he's eating.
Yeah.
I, as much as I wanted to, I'm a huge fan of his. I didn't go up there.
It sucks. It's just it's a shitty feeling to know that you're torn, you know?
Because I'm 10 feet away from the guy who, so many movies of his I love.
Yeah, of course.
TV series.
Danny Aiello used to have a place called Tutta Pasta in Hoboken that used to do stand-up. And actually, in the old Juvenile Frequency days, we had him on the air because Mike Gaffney's friends with him.
Oh, okay.
And Soul Joel Richardson actually got a little loosey-goosey one night and smacked Danny Aiello on the ass.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
he
that.
He did yeah, a Danny show, Aiello and it was like, hey, Danny, where are we going to eat? Smash! Right on an old Italian guy's ass.
He felt like he got comfortable and smacked Danny.
Kenny smacked his ass?
No, this guy Joel.
Who was
booking the room there.
Oh, yeah, I can't
Joel
see
Richardson,
that.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
see that ending
smacked
up
smacked his ass.
A Colorado dickhead, he said, I would have walked up and said, I'm Colorado dickhead. You've probably heard of me.
Right.
My other one
Now, Joe, and also both Joes.
Mm.
Now, I don't, there's something inherently weird about being anyone that's a radio personality or a comic or something like that, is there's the sickness of the stand-up, unless you're some kind of a closed-off, weird Andy Kaufman dude, there's always something about the recognition of it. Not to the point where you got to drive a tram car to an airport and people are clamming all over you like global, huge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, when there's been times where I've been around and I've gotten, not so much lately, but back when I had a little heat on me, I would get recognized. I was with a friend of mine in my hometown where I used to do a lot
had
of shows
heat on him. Apparently
around my
he
home
slept
area.
You slept too close to the kerosene fucking heater. The fuck are you talking about? Had heat on you.
The
the fuzz were up against me. They were the heat. Kenny meant the cops were after him when he says the heat's on him. I had heat
hey,
on
I
me.
Was
yeah,
he,
somebody recognized
comics.
Me.
He's
like,
you
hey,
were,
you made me a grilled cheese sandwich once, didn't you?
I feel bad. Stop.
You made a grilled cheese sandwich, didn't you? Hey, you overcharged me for the fucking Caesar salad, you cocksucker. That's you with heat on you, stupid.
You son of a bitch. Me and you were ranked we were ranked top 10 comics to watch in 2010,
yeah,
because jerk
some jackoff fucking wrote that on an article because they called us up and we were in a newspaper. We were in a newspaper. Isn't that cool?
Like the ones you get free at the library?
No, it was actually a paid newspaper.
Oh, okay.
35 cents.
Oh.
The Daily Record.
Okay.
Or Starlight, whatever it was.
Very cool.
But we had heat on
us. We were in a couple of things.
Yeah,
we had a little heat on. Anyway, the recognition of like, especially when you go on the road and you go out in the town and like, oh, I saw you last night. You kind of, you're like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. You're very humbled and stuff.
Right.
But it kind of feels good.
Tell me more what it's like to be like a star.
You know, if fuck yourself. All these good. I hope you fucking prolapse your anuses with a fucking soldering.
Kenny, you better take your temperature. Off. I don't want you to be. I don't. Maybe you have a flu with all that heat on you. You know what I mean? You're gonna be. You're gonna be all right. Whoop woo whoop woo. Kenny, I think the cops are here. The heat finally caught up to you.
Columbo's banging on your door.
Excuse me, sir. I think I saw you at a comedy show the other night.
Sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother you. I know you're eating with your family, but pardon me. Were you at the VFW in Passaic Park the other weekend? I saw you do a couple of impressions. Yeah.
Did I meet you at the Pancake House, Ramsey? fuck
you, sir. That's right, Kenny. No, we're just trying to get a little backstory. And how long ago would you say this was when you had the heat? I'm just trying to get a feel for it.
I'm guessing it's like 19. I'm thinking 2008, right, Kenny? Because we were doing the we did the Puppies and Sunshine on XM Satellite,
yeah,
right?
All right, I was there for one of those.
Yeah.
2008 from 2000, 2008 to 2010.
The heat was on there.
I think that was probably during, definitely we had the most heat as the Conti and Kenny show, I'm saying.
Right.
You know, not literally speaking, but I think figuratively speaking, we had the heat on us.
Absolutely.
I really think so.
I was there for one of those XM shows.
Yeah, I think Joe was there.
I was.
Right. We definitely had the heat on us, man.
Tell you a story, Kenny?
So somebody recognized you while you were wearing a skirt serving somebody a grilled cheese sandwich?
All right, knock it off. I was noticed for my my art.
Yes. Hey, you know what? That little picture of a stick figure that your mommy put on the refrigerator, I thought that was fantastic. Was that you? Were you Oliver from the Brady Bunch, Kenny? Was that you, sir? Can I get your autograph?
A few times, and I loved it. I accepted it gracefully, and I enjoyed the accolades. So, I hope you choke on a pineapple rind and die miserably.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Would you like fries with that, sir? Would you like to have a soda? How about an extra large, big, big gulp? The heat is on. Drive around to the second window, please. Here's a receipt for you, sir. Oh, yes. So how's everybody doing today? My name is Kenny. I'll be your server. Our special today, soup is cream of tomato, potato and bacon, or French onion. What can I get for you guys?
Just watch those dishes. They're very hot. They're very hot.
There's a lot of heat coming off this fajita dish. I don't know if you guys know, but I wrote a couple of scripts and I also do a few impressions. Would you like to see? Yeah, can I see the dessert menu, fuckface? All right, we're going to a club later.
Can I see the dessert menu, fuckface?
So what would you guys like? I'd like to get a hamburger medium rare. Do you know I was on the Opie and Anthony channel in May of 2008? Do you have ketchup? Do you have ketchup, sir? I need ketchup. Could you get out of our booth? Can you stand up and go put the order in with the chef? Why are you sitting with us, sir? And why do you have so many buttons on your shirt? This isn't a Bennigan's. There's no such thing anymore. Why are you wearing buttons on you that says, I'm a ventriloquist. I'm an impressionist. You have a button that says, recognize me, please. What does that mean? Fucking heat on me.
Oh, that's great. The heat is on.
Yes. How you doing? My name's Kenny Michaels. Yeah, can I get the executive wash? Can I get the executive wash, sir? Please put it in neutral. And here's my impression of Paulie Walnuts.
2010. I'm running hot. Change my oil.
I'm running hot here, huh? Holy shit, man.
I love you, Kenny.
Change my oil and doing it as Danny Aiello, you fuckface.
Ah, that was beautiful, man. That was fucking beautiful.
I love him.
You fucking just ripped my whole life apart. It was all fucking hilarious.
Shit. I tell you, I know the name of this episode. There's no doubt in my mind. I know what this episode's name is. All right. What do you think?
Get out of my booth and get me to... Oh, shit.
What do you think? Can we do a breaky break?
Yeah, I got a big pee-pee.
Sure.
We definitely got some stuff to get into, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Twitter account of the week, we'll get into that when we get back. There's been an issue with the Miss America.
Yeah, she's getting racist stuff because she's Hindu.
Okay.
There's a DC shooting.
Oh yeah,
Colorado flooding. We talked about richest Americans.
Okay, well let's.
We'll find out more after the break, Mr. Heat. Relax.
Well, nobody. I can't call you during the break. Well, I can, but I just figured I'd put it out there.
It's okay.
Holy shit! I'm fucking crying over here. I never knew my life was such a fucking joke.
Now I feel bad.
I don't at all. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's a Conti and Kenny show with Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, do you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
Billionaire. He was like an electronics billionaire
in the US.
Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh, I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
No. Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck is exactly what I was thinking?
What?
Nick, are you alright? Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a shocking collects ass. Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now
every single level. For real, man, in general.
El Camino, El, El Camino. El Camino, El, El Camino. El Camino, El, El Camino. El Camino, El, El Camino.
The front is where you ride, and the back is where you fly. It's kinda like a car, but it's kinda like a truck. The front is where you ride, and the back is where you fly. It's kinda like a car, but it's kinda like a truck.
I said, El Camino, hotter than a Lambo, hotter than a Geo. Metro, it's true because I said so. He's true because he bled so, and I would throw 1 million passes in a second. Hell no.
Because I'm in that El Camino.
El Camino, El, El Camino, El Camino, El, El Camino, El Camino, El, El Camino, El Camino, El, El Camino.
Like a car, and I kind of like to fuck when I get out of the bar.
That was El Camino, Cobra Conda, and the next song is Full Blown Cranium. She's only happy when she's miserable. I just want to give these guys their credit.
Take it nowhere, 'cause you don't like the heat.
Hello? Hello? You are listening to the Conti and Kenya show. Sorry, what? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny show on, what's it called? MoleLikeRadio.com. You are listening to the Conti and Kenya show. I said it again? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny show. MoleLikeRadio.com. It's apparently what you are listening to. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenya show on MoleLikeRadio.com. Wait a minute, that's what I said. What? Sorry. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenya show. This is Barack Obama. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny show. I was born in Kenya.
The Conti and Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
All right. We are back. It's the Conti and Kenya Show.
Get your hands off my penis.
Get your hands off my penis. The Conti and Kenny Show.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for checking us out.
I see your chuto has done well.
I see your waitering skills are wonderful, Mr. Michaels. Get me an ice, a nice hot tea with some sugar. A sugar.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Are you ready to accept my limp penis?
Excuse me, sir, but the heat seems to be on me, and now they are arresting me.
Oh, boy.
All right, with the heat, you fuck.
Would you like my limp penis into your heat-filled vagina?
Everybody, if you want to call in, 330-2-CRINGE. 330-227-4643. Our Twitter accounts. Follow us on Twitter at CNK Show, at Joe Conti Comic, at Kenny Michaels 5. And also, Coletta is at Joe Coletta, 1L2Ts.
That's correct.
Yeah. And your show is on Thursday nights at the same time, 7 to 10.
7 to 10 Eastern, right here on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yes. Until I get fired.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get into some heavy duty stuff, we have to do our Twitter account of the week.
The Conti and Kenny Show now presents.
You recognize that
Twitter
voice?
Account of the week.
Who's that?
Sexy.
This is the club music I used to like. Cool bass line. Just a very simple beat. A little piano come in. Very simple. All right. Our Twitter account of the week. I love this guy. I don't know if this guy is a black dude or a white dude, but he's fucking hilarious. And his Twitter name is Pontiac Holmes. Kenny, have you seen this guy?
No, I haven't.
He is basically, Kenny, you would love him because I don't know if he's a white dude or not. His picture is like a cartoonish type picture, not like a racist cartoonish picture, but it looks like a almost like a drawing or a painting or an old picture of a black guy. And this guy, all of his tweets are basically from a black guy from the 70s.
Is it at Pontiac Holmes?
It's at Pontiac underscore Holmes.
With an L?
Yes.
Okay.
And all you racist people know how to spell Pontiac, because you know what the acronym for that is.
For
all. Exactly. But like, here, let's see. Here's some of his tweets. Fuck you doing with that Dutch boy haircut, sucker? Oh shit, you retarded? My bad, nigga. Get your fruit punch stain on your silk shirt. Like, he's just all of this weird stuff. And
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this is a white guy.
He might be, but it's. I don't find it to be racist at all because
no,
he's.
Neither do I.
No, I think it's fucking.
It's a white guy being funny.
Yeah, can't button these motherfucking polyesters on account of my prolapsed anus. I mean, I find him to be thoroughly entertaining. Y'all niggas is cool queefing. Midget Larry tried out the WFF under the name Negro McKickables. Vince McMahon is a bitch-ass motherfucker. I mean, I find him to be fucking hilarious. Definitely follow him, man. I mean, fuck y'all crackers know about the Peruvian fish scale. I don't know what he's talking about.
Is he following you back? I mean, that way you could send a direct message and have him call in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a... He does follow me.
Then do that. Direct message.
Like right now? See if he'll call in?
Well, yeah, we got an hour left if you want.
Oh, yeah, I should.
You should.
Kenny. I got to see if... How do I direct... Oh, yeah, yeah. Do this thing and...
DM.
Send direct message.
There you go. Just...
Hey,
just
man. We
big fan of yours, or whatever.
We should I use all correct vernacular, or yeah. Should I go like with the black vernacular?
No. Just be regular. Like,
be on the radio.
No, be regular. Just be a human.
Oh, be human. I get it because you're saying they're savages. I got it. You're just being racist to just be a racist.
No,
hey man, we
again,
are.
I think he's white, but yeah,
on the air
right now, live.
Live
right now,
and we're you.
The topic of discussion.
The Twitter. Should I do Twitter or Twitter?
Twitter, please.
Twitter.
ER.
Okay. Oh, you do want it to be ER. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Just waiting for that.
Twitter account of the week.
Call in to claim your prize and then put them on the number.
We would love for you to... call us
now
330-227-4643.
I mean, his profile picture on Twitter is like a bad guy at a Serpico. I don't think it's a real black guy.
Conti and Kenny show.
Nobody liked that, huh? Fine.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you'll hear when you listen back.
Kenny, how's the temperature over there? Good? Is it hot? Florida?
All right.
Did you take your shirt off, sweetie? You're coming back tomorrow, though, right, Kenny?
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
You'll be in the studio
afternoon.
Next week?
Evening. Yes. Oh. And then I'll be going out to
the I guess that means you won't need me next week. Wow, nobody took the fucking
I'm sorry, I'm still
bait.
Typing. I'm still
no
typing.
No one took my pathetic bait of, no, yeah, Joe, you can come back to the studio.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm kidding.
Oh.
So did you send your direct message?
Yes, I sent my direct message to Pontiac Holmes. It's at Pontiac_Holmes. Okay.
And this
like,
is the Twitter
what up
of the,
Holmes.
Right.
This is the Twitter account of the week, because right. I find him to be hilarious. Okay. I think
now,
he's
how'd
just,
you find out about him?
I don't know. 18 plus fool, this shit is all jokes. I'm a parody, you dumb motherfucker. It's 1978, you dig? Detroit and shit. That's his his description.
And like
his...
I said, when you were distracted, his profile pic on Twitter looks like a bad guy or an extra from Serpico.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't think it is a black guy. I think it's a white guy. That's...
Oh, okay. So maybe it's kind of a white guy who's kind of doing a black parody. Like, well, it is a parody account.
Right. And he enjoys the 70s culture.
Fucking great. Because Kenny, every time Kenny does a black dude, it always sounds like a black guy from the 70s. Right, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Right?
Why, does he always say jive turkey?
No, it's like, Kenny, just pretend you're a black guy who has heat on him. Go ahead. Just say it. You know, pretend you're, just do a quick impression, you know, like, you know, you're a black guy who's, you know,
you can't turn the heat off in the stolen Pontiac you just got into.
Yes. The
you hot wired.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Right off the bat. I guess. Yeah.
Shit, man. Damn shit.
Yeah. I'm just picturing one of the Dirty Harry movies. As you know.
Yes, exactly. The Marianne asked Kenny, do you want to join us on Lust and Love tonight?
Of course I will.
Hey, Marianne, I want to call in. Absolutely. Just maybe on my way home to... Hey.
Oh, you don't want to do a crossover?
I can't, but...
Okay.
But I want to just... I'm trying to call every show this week. I'm trying to get on as many shows as possible on More Like Radio.
What a whore.
Because I'm promoting a show I'm doing Saturday.
What a
I'm
whore.
I'm headlining a show in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I'm getting a fucking door deal, and I can make a real lot of money, and I want to try to promote
it. You know, I just remembered, you idiot. I was listening back to my show that you were on 2 weeks ago when you knew about this. And I remember during break, you were like, and we come back, I'm going to plug it. And I was like, of course.
And dude, I never did.
You did, but you plugged it in that fucking wacky British Australian guy's voice.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you just went, I'm doing a show.
I'm going to be doing a show in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And anyone listening was like, oh, okay, that's just an example of his voice. I'm sure no one knew you were actually plugging it. Now I got to write this down and
that's
plug it on
That's a good Italian restaurant,
oh,
sir.
God almighty. Now I got to write it down and plug it on my show this Thursday.
Okay. I think Marianne, yay. I guess Kenny said he was going to do it. Somebody in the chat wants to know, if do we ever get laid? Do you guys ever get laid?
I got laid yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
You had sex with somebody?
Yeah.
Nice. Is it like somebody you just...
Female, yeah.
No, I wasn't going to say that, but is it somebody you just... It's a.
No, it was... A, it was
kind of a flingish type of thing?
Recycling bin.
Somebody you used to...
Oh, God, I hope she's not listening. That sounds really bad.
That sounds terrible, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a girl that I used to hang out with that, you know...
So you threw your file into her folder, and now it's in the recycle bin?
She was in a position early Sunday morning when I was about to go to bed at 7 in the morning.
The position meaning in a cage in the corner of your room, right?
It led to that.
Right?
Studio.
Doing the... Go ahead.
No. Sunday morning, around 7 in the morning, I was about to go to bed, and I got a call saying she needed to be picked up from somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, well, I'll just finish this Limerita at 7 in the morning on a Sunday. That's normal. And I'll And I'll go pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, listen, I've cut my drinking in half.
Yeah,
but
which
that's,
is
that's
a,
during,
a good thing.
During the week.
That's not, a great
not
thing.
Not the weekends.
Weekends are different. That's party time.
Right. I got to work on that, too.
Go ahead.
I have another story about the weekends.
So, it's okay.
If you want, in a minute. But... Yeah, I go pick her up, and I was like, you want to go home? You want to go back to the studio? And she's been there before. And I bring her back to the studio, and yeah. And I've learned, I don't know if it's I'm getting old, if it's I drink too much, if I'm on too many medication. I cannot, Kenny, back me up here, dude. I cannot sustain a hard-on with a condom on. And I even bought, I'm not trying to fucking brag.
With what on?
Condom on.
Hard-on
with a condom on.
A what?
I can't maintain a hard-on.
No, I understand that part. With a what on?
Condom. You know what that is? I shouldn't either. But
I'm not sure what that is.
I even went and bought Magnums. Not to brag. I went and bought Magnums so it wasn't really choking my...
Is that like a frown? Like you can't keep a hard-on with a frown on? Like what is a condom?
It's this...
It's an expression of your face?
It's this really annoying thing that like chokes and squeezes your dick. And like it's this piece of like rubber
plastic.
Oh, it's
a virgin. A virgin.
It pretty much gets in the way of sex, so it's not really sex. You're fucking yourself.
Oh, it's a cock blocker.
Right.
It's a fat girl at a club.
You're kind of fucking yourself because you feel is the rubber around your dick and nothing else.
No, you're fucking yourself.
That's right.
Doing a radio show with a guy who the heat is on him all the time. So you're always fucking yourself.
All right.
But I eventually had to go, look, I can't. I went through two Magnums, and I can't. And then... As soon as I took it off.
You could add up all the condoms I've ever used in my life, and they wouldn't add up to two Magnums. Fucking Magnum. If I walked in to buy Magnum condoms, they'd be like, gag gift, sir? Gag gift? I'm like, yeah, it's Christmas. You know, you have the gag gift at work. Fucking condom.
Kenny, do you know what I mean? All right, let's just forget about the Magnum part, okay? Sorry.
I'm sorry. It just...
Both of you. Condoms in general, does it not kill your heart on...
When I was in my 20s,
unless you're
extremely
turned on.
Well,
I
was a freak show. So I was in my 20s. I was just even into my late 20s, where I used to go into the city and get blown like fucking midnight. My early 20s, three nights a week, we would go into the city to get blown by hookers. And every time they use a condom, to
blow
you.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's terrible.
I don't think I could.
But it worked. Because I was such a horned up little kid.
And you were sober, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really think even two drinks affects that. Like,
yeah, I think so. I might. Kenny, what do you think?
Kenny?
No. The only thing that affects the hard-on is the when you're on cocaine, you're rock solid. And then once it touches vagina, it goes to noodle for some reason. Like
no, dude. Believe me, you know I'm well adversed at coke. I don't know. Do we agree? I mean, with me, coke dick is it.
You can't get a hard on, but you can't come.
Right? No. For me, coke is. I think everybody else, Kenny. You can't get hard. You get horny, but you can't get hard.
Oh, my God. Really?
With painkillers, you get hard.
But you can't come.
It'll take you 3 hours
yes.
to come. Right.
That's awful.
Right, right, right.
Right.
Jesus. My experience with cocaine is that if I have sex with a girl, I'm doing it once or twice. That's all I can fluster. That's all I can push out.
But that means you did a very small amount of blow, dude.
I never did a huge amount. Yeah, I never cranked it up.
Okay.
But if I'm home cranking it up and doing a bunch of blow, I can jerk off 18, 19 times because I want to go to sleep. And I'm just pounding my sack with just lube. It really is a disgusting scene.
That's really all you're doing is punching your balls. I've said it before in the air. I've sat in my leather chair in my room beating off to like DVD porn. And
what are you a dentist?
Well, this was it was like my sofa / office chair. It was a very big chair. Okay, so I'm naked in this leather chair and I'm just beat off to DVD porn.
Coletta's bedroom was like Ted Knight's office in Caddyshack. He's like, look at my pal. How about a Fresca?
But I would just
how about a condom?
I would just have to give up.
How about a Magnum?
But yeah, as far as jerking off, I'd have to give up after like sometimes I'd wait 2 fucking hours, and there'd be a pool of ass sweat in this leather chair, and I'd look down and be like, "What am I doing? Let me just try to go to bed."
Yeah,
there's just no way. You get that taffy coke dick, you're done.
Taffy coke dick, that's not a good thing. You know what, I'm so glad I don't get into all that crap.
You should be.
I just, you know, it's like, you know, I just, you know, get a hard on it gets some, there's got to be some sort of friction on it, and then you know,
but here,
it leaks and then you go to sleep.
Here's the thing, because nowadays I don't do blow anymore,
right?
Still with the condom, I find there's no friction. I find that I'm just rubbing my dick against the condom, and that's it.
One more to ask hundreds of moms about layaway backed by AdMatch.
Layaway with AdMatch is awesome.
I can't tell
wow.
if that's a sound
if
clip
I see
or
it somewhere else. I can bring that ad
this
in
Kenny?
And they will change the price for me. That is a sweet deal,
Kenny?
Right there.
Walmart's layaway is free with no opening fee, and it's backed
oh.
by AdMatch. Get
oh
started
shit!
Today,
okay,
Walmart.
I'm sorry.
Heavens to Betsy. What's happening? Oh, it's happening again.
Fucking
oh,
sorry.
Goodness gracious.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying, I can't. These days, it seems like. And I really hope no girl that is interested in me remotely, like there will be,
like to be anybody
is
interesting to you in remotely,
exactly,
mm-hmm.
is listening, which there is none. Because I know it sounds horrible. I can't fuck and actually come these days with a condom on. It takes a lot. I got to be really, really turned on.
Don't they have these new condoms out that are like these? Extra thin, and it's like
lamb skin or something,
and it's like, you know, oh, it's extra thin, and it's all these, well, you know, play on words, and
again,
all these double entendres, and it's
rib for her pleasure.
Yeah,
but again, I don't want to brag, but I can only shop in the Magnum department.
Mm-hmm.
I can only get the extra large,
right?
And there's only so many varieties of that.
Yeah, and at that point, if you shop,
oh, boo hoo.
I shop in the kids' fucking section, all right?
Toddler condoms.
Yeah. Have you ever had a condom slip off and you have to fucking extract it like Indiana Jones out of the fucking cervix?
No, no.
My condom sizes have letters at the end of it, 2T, 3T. It's like buying fucking kids' T-shirts. Terrible. But it's,
No, but dude, honestly, even the Magnums are tight around my base. So it's like,
all right, let's okay.
I'm not. I'm just trying to be. I'm just being honest. I'm trying to put my, you know, shortcomings out there.
He's
you
trying
could,
to put his
could,
11
you
cents
could
in.
Kill a, you could kill a toddler with your cock. Okay. The only thing I could do with my cock with a toddler is just poke at it.
just annoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
But
little tickle.
But yeah, it's just. All right, let me ask two guys with regular sized dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not feel 1,000 times better without a
rope? Of course it does.
Right, so
it absolutely does.
But neither of you have had the problem of I can't maintain a hard on once I put this thing on me. After
it's happened to me before.
Okay, there you go.
Like half it goes away.
Right.
Yeah.
You yeah.
Lose
so you're like
blood.
Half hard. Like
you lose blood.
Yeah.
Colding. Yeah, absolutely. It's happened to me before.
All right, good. So it's not just me.
No, it's not just you. But I'm thinking with you, look, the amount of blood that takes to go into that penis of yours, you could find on the floor of an ER on a Saturday night in fucking New Orleans, okay?
But that's what I'm saying.
There's something to listen, it's not a natural thing. It's not natural. It's, first of all, the circumcision that everybody goes through in this country.
Which I've been forced to have.
You've been forced to have. I have not.
And I told you, I envy you for that.
You should.
Because you have more sensitivity. I have more sensitivity. Than I do.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Because of my...
I mean, then again, you do have to get like a toothbrush in your dick to clean it in the shower.
No, it's you just... Schmegma out of there. There is no schmegma. Because every time I clean my... Every time I shower... You yank the sleeve back, you let a little soap go in there, it washes off, you're finished. I mean, the cheese and all that, it's fucking homeless people who don't shower for months. That's when you get like cauliflower sauce coming out of it or whatever. You know, it's just ridiculous. Everybody's like, oh, it's disgusting. It's like, no.
What are you fucking Guy Fieri? Cauliflower sauce?
Well, you know, boxers get cauliflower ear, we get cauliflower cock. But it's just, makes sense. It's so unnatural. I understand why condoms are made, but it's not a natural thing.
No,
it's not the way you. If fucking animals had to put condoms on, first of all, I would love to see a deer trying to shove one on.
Extinct.
They don't have thumbs, so it would be hilarious. But they would be like, "Fuck this! I'm gonna go in the watering hole and have a fucking bird laying on my back," and it would be useless.
Guys,
to them.
I'll be back in 1 second. Hold on.
All right. You got to turn the thing. You got to put the air conditioning up. That's another heat joke.
I got it.
Yeah,
because the heat's on.
Because the heat's on
for Kenny.
For Kenny
in 2010 or 9.
It's very unnatural. So guys who complain about it are not complaining. You know, listen. There are guys who will say shit to try to get girls to let them bang them without a condom. I get that. But in reality, there's no...
I'll be honest with you, dude.
It's not bullshit, ladies.
No, I'll be honest with you, dude.
It's not bullshit. It does not feel well.
I'll be honest with you. If it's a random girl and I can't keep a hard on, I've done this before. I'll fake cum in the condom because it's a random girl and I don't want a chance fucking her without a bag.
Right.
But if it's a girl that I've been kind of seeing, not really dating, but we fucked before a couple of times throughout the years... I'm not going to fake that. I'm just going to be like, look, I can't with this fucking bag.
Right, so...
Can we just...
Can you use your face, please?
That, and then... Yeah. And then fuck with that.
Oh, and if it's somebody... She'll let you do it?
Yeah. If it's someone I know, we've done it before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean
I got to...
Look, just because occasionally she ventures down to Chelsea and, you know, once in a while has sex with somebody with questionable sexuality doesn't mean that you're going to end up sick. Doesn't mean that.
You trying to make me nervous?
Yes. How's it working?
Pretty good. I'm trying to think how long ago my last blood test was.
Yeah, well.
6 months. I'll get another one tomorrow.
Yeah. But God, unfortunately, the world we live in, you know, we're scared to death, and people are scared of venereal diseases and AIDS and all that shit, but it's not natural, so... When guys say it doesn't feel good, you know what it's like, dude? It's like you're at a concert. You're listening to the fucking show, and you're in the fucking, you're in the stadium. You're in the Brendan Byrne Arena, wherever you're at. But now you walk out and you sit right outside. You can still hear it, but it's muffled and it doesn't sound right.
Right.
That's what you're doing when you're having sex with a condom.
It's not the same experience.
You can hear it. You can be like, oh, I can hear it. It's Pearl Jam. It's Jeremy.
Right.
No, I get it.
No, but yeah, it's like listening to a bootleg off someone's micro cassette recorder.
Fucking with the door shut and it's all muted and muffled. That's what you're doing with a condom on.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so it's a matter of, hey, you know what? Can I try to get this done and then just, you know, yank this fucking thing off and then jerk it into her fucking eyelid and then go home? You know? Romantic
thoughts. Do you really find that hot?
What? The eye thing?
Yeah.
Not. No, I don't.
Well, you had to hesitate.
No, how they, sometimes now they get where they fucking open a girl's eye, and they're like fucking shoving it in there, like they're doing it purposely.
Yeah, that's the same kind of porn I played last week as a example. Like,
yeah,
like girls getting smacked in the face. I don't get that shit. To me, that's not porn. I don't find that hot whatsoever.
Or when they come into like a cup and then they drink it.
Like a champagne.
Yeah,
champagne
just
glass
I don't.
That, it, nah, it's just gross.
Once there's a transfer onto anything, it just becomes disgusting. You know, I turn into a 12-year-old girl. I'm just like, oh my God, that's disgusting. And I'm just looking for the X to fucking X out of it.
It's also,
you know?
It's, I mean, it is disgusting, but it's also like, I don't get that whole degrading women porn.
It's,
like that,
it's
that
just
slapping
about,
around, that fish hook fucking violent shit.
Well,
like,
that, let me tell you what that is.
Uh-oh.
That is because there is a lot of frustration and anger that goes along with guys who are single.
There's a lot of guys that have been rejected.
Rejected
and
many
that's
times.
They're like, yeah, yeah,
and,
hurt
and you know
that
what?
Bitch.
And
but that's creepy.
Hopefully,
it's cre-
that is
it,
enough
deters
for them.
Deters them to not do something.
To do, you know, you get to watch. There is something.
You really think that's the main market for that? That type of. I mean,
well, there's the circus. There's the freak show of it.
Believe it or not, it's more popular than you would think.
Oh yeah, yeah. With the girls with their eye with their makeup running. The gag
yeah,
videos
yeah,
when they're
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
their
the one
throat.
The toilet seat put over their fucking face.
Well, no, that's I never even seen anything like
no,
that.
No, that's, I forget the name. Slap Happy.
Yeah.
That was a while
and they,
ago.
When they, you know, they write shit on their forehead.
Cunt and whore.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, it's
right.
A little weird, yeah. But
you know, it's more than a little weird.
Yeah.
It's, ugh.
But there's something cool when.
I'm back, guys.
Oh, hi. Okay. There's something a little, if it's done, if it's mildly done, because you kind of know, all right, it's all in the realm of fantasy, and it's all kind of done under the guides of that they know, and they're all put. It's play acting. It's fucking play acting.
Right.
It's all, you know, it's
but
like.
Those tears are still real. And yeah, those fucking red marks from that hand are still
yeah,
real.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
So it's, I don't know, odd. To me, I can't go with that.
Yeah.
I just can't.
All right. Hey, Ken. So
yes.
This big thing that's going on today is that there's some shooting down. Is it in Washington, D.C.?
It's in D.C.
Is it
yeah.
a base?
A Navy base.
It's a naval yard.
Okay.
It's like a big complex of, they service and fix and redo all kinds of submarines and whatnot. It's right on the river that's down there.
Okay.
There's a river, you know, the ships come in, they do the whole thing with the electronics and whatnot, and they fix it up.
So now, what are they saying that this... Some dude now he shot himself and they think what did he go like
I didn't
did
hear
he
that.
Go
he shot himself
did, was there a guy who killed himself now is that the latest on it
no he was a worker there a civilian contractor and then
really
whatchamacallit and then he went in it's supposedly him and another guy that and then somebody later on started shooting at the some crazy ass dude started shooting at the White House. They've
no,
had
I
that
actually
before.
Just, Kenny, I actually just pulled up that article on Google News. It said some guy threw firecrackers at the White House. They weren't actually gunshots.
Yeah, so...
Oh, was it firecrackers, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some fucking idiot thought he can get away with throwing firecrackers at the White House.
Right, hey. I mean, come on. It's just fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick. I got my... in the hotel room. Dude, if you can pull me up on... whatchamacallit, on Skype... On the video?
You're on Skype, baby. Oh, the video?
No, video. Yeah, open up video.
I don't know how to...
Is that cool? You guys cool? Real quick? Just shoot it real quick?
On there.
Kane, did you... Okay, there you go.
All right, you got me on video, right?
Okay, yeah, we got you.
All right, I got my two... I'm going to tell the whole story of my man's right here.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Kane's got a guest, apparently.
Sky and Two Fly.
What the fuck?
Sky and Two Fly.
What is
Sky
going on?
Sky and Two Fly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's happening?
Is that their birth names?
On the radio.
Is that their birth names?
Yeah, they're twins, I guess.
Yeah, it's their birth names. they're not hooked up into the Skype, so there might be a delay, but they're listening on the pad.
Oh, shit, I should shut up.
Now, what do you work with them?
No. Me and Sky met a couple of nights ago, and he's an aspiring artist and stuff, where actually he's got some great music. He's a musician, and so is Two Fly. So
do they know?
We're gonna have a bunch of stuff.
Do they know that the guy talking to? Do they know that the guy they're talking to has a lot of heat on him? You might be able to help them out.
All right, with the heat.
It's not just the heat. It's
Sky
the heat
and Two
the
Fly. They can hear me, right? They can hear me good. from over there?
Yeah, there is a delay.
Oh, okay. Just so you guys know, Kenny used to have a lot of heat on him back then
because he was in the KKK.
Well, apparently Kenny, who thinks that the heat means that he's important and in the world of artwork and being a comic, but we know that the heat being on you means nothing. Okay, it doesn't mean anything.
It means I was close to being famous. That's
you
what
were
it
close
means.
To being famous,
like,
right?
In like 2008.
Right, right. If you had a 38 snub and you went on a shooting spree in a train somewhere. What else? Whatever you're doing, we got.
Speaking of trains,
what is that?
The fuck.
You got to turn that down, dude. What in the fuck was that?
What happened? My microphone.
Holy shit! Yeah. So, so what are you guys doing? What are you guys gonna do? You going to go anywhere after? After the show's over?
Yeah, what are you doing with your new
friends? No, we're just hanging out. I was talking to Sky the other night, and I said, you know, come down and do the show, and we were playing, you know, listen. We literally talked about music until, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't it like 7 o'clock in the morning?
I think Kenny just found a new coke hookup.
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah, they're musicians. So we were just talking. Yeah, I was showing them all the
jazz.
It was funny. A 37-year-old white dude was schooling a 22-year-old. 26-year-old brother on the Shy Lights and the Manhattans, and they haven't. I'm going to show them after we hang up.
I'm going to show them the Kenny and the Manhattans video.
Yeah, Kenny and the Manhattans. I'm going to show them that video. I didn't show you that one, right?
You didn't show me the Shy Lights.
Did I show the Manhattans one?
You did show me the Manhattans.
Oh, I did.
We went back with the Manhattans because I didn't remember the name of them, but the song, like, my grandmother played it back in the day. So
yeah,
it's actually just the names that I can't seem to remember.
Exactly. What's going on? Yeah, so we're going to have them on the show next week.
Okay, yeah. As long as, you know, they can, you know, call in or do the Skype or whatnot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it'll be calling right. and stuff. He's going to say
can
some
I,
music.
Can I translate
music.
What Conti
we'll
just said?
Breaks.
Okay, never mind.
I won't.
All right. So now what else do you know about this this friggin' shooting? Now, this guy, he wasn't even in the Navy. He was just a civilian dude?
Civilian contractor, yeah.
He was an African-American.
Supposedly right now. He was a civilian contractor, and there's another guy. And unfortunately, Sky and what the hell is Sky and...
Two Fly.
Sky and Two Fly. Unfortunately, they were both black. Which is weird because only white dudes shoot up a Navy.
Yeah, only. Yeah, that's definitely a white guy crime.
completely
ballistic.
Totally a white guy crime. That's a teenager white dude, fucking weird glasses wearing asshole.
Yeah, it's you know what it is. It's a guy who's never gotten in touch with his emotions,
right.
And can't let it out. Never punched a wall or anything. And instead of doing that, he lets it all build up. And then what he does, he packs his fucking car with explosives and fucking. What the hell is that?
I don't know what's going on. But it's also.
Jake, have some
wait a minute, hold on.
You?
It's this fucking Ustream thing. I don't know how to.
But yeah, no, it's just. I mean, the reverse is. It's almost like, you know, you would never. Where are you going with that? No, I was gonna say no. It's almost like a white guy being so pompous and arrogant to name himself like Two Fly. Like, you would never see that.
Well, that's true. I mean, but yeah, it's like these guys. They don't know how to handle everyday life. So they let it build up and build up while their wife's banging some dude and their kids fucking hate them. And what they do is they just go completely out of their mind and they shoot up shit, whether it's a school or a fucking naval base or, a theater in Colorado. It's like, you know what? Get in touch with yourself. Show an emotion here and there. Try not to be such a tough guy and keep everything fucking held in. And maybe we won't have this as much. Like, what was... Did they find out what this guy's problem was?
No, they haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, he's dead?
They're digging deep into it. But you know what?
No, they killed him, right, Kenny? Didn't they shoot him to death?
Yeah, you know, he killed 13. One died on the way to the hospital.
But I mean,
so there's 13.
The shooter got killed, right?
Shooter's killed, yeah.
Okay,
but they're looking for another guy. It's a black guy who's like 50. what the fuck is a 50-year-old black guy doing in fatigues?
It's a lot of stored up hate.
Well, then,
you might want to get one of your new black friends on the line to explain that.
What kind of 50-year-old dude?
Yeah, what kind of hate does it take for us to give you after 50 years to do something like that? Is it people like me on the radio being an asshole?
Probably, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I guarantee you it's a paycheck problem. I guarantee you somebody fucked with
it was the third of the month and they still didn't get there.
All right.
Yeah, and probably, there's no way. I'm telling everybody, right? There's no way that a black dude is getting suited up. If something happens, the black guy's just doing it. The white guy's going, oh, let me just get this vest. It looks like Batman.
All right, not every white guy talks like that.
I'll have armor.
I know what you're saying. It's a planned out, it's this diabolical thing that they do where...
What do you mean by they?
White dudes, the guys that go completely ballistic.
I'm sorry, okay.
It's a diabolical... planned out. I hate when they use master plan or somebody's the mastermind.
Or
it's
manifesto.
Just, no, like a mastermind if they do something, you know, fucking really. Because you know what?
I think of a police academy movie when they say mastermind.
You give these guys credit for being a mastermind, and all it is just you caught people off guard. Obviously, these guys caught this base off guard because it's like if you work where you work, Kenny, because, you know, you're in a place and they have the guys who come in and do a little work around the place. You see them every day or you see that those guys who work for the same company come every day and you're like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Yeah, the bathroom's in the back and they go in the back and they clean bathrooms or whatever they do. You don't think that anything's going to happen because you see these guys all the time. And that's the thing. That whole base or whatever you want to call it, the Naval Academy, they had no idea. And they see these people all the time. So they catch them off guard.
Brent just released, according to a buyer release by the U.S. Navy, Alexis was a full-time reservist from 2007 to 2011. Sure. He left the Navy on January 31st, 2011 as a petty officer, third class, had been working for the Fleet Logistics Squadron number 46 at Fort Worth. Yeah.
So it sounds like more of a bitter, somebody, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. When a guy comes back to his work and starts shooting people up, you know what I mean? He's pissed off. He was either let go or he felt like he was treated like shit at his job. You know?
The boss fucked his wife. Whatever
the boss banged his wife, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Okay, Ken. Thanks for contributing. Thank you.
Good guess.
Do you even hear us?
Supposedly that...
I'm just trying to make Kenny uncomfortable. Sorry, Ken.
No, it's cool. It's all right. Yeah, supposedly now they're looking for one other person that might have helped them.
Yeah, initially they thought it was...
Listen, man, I was going to say, initially they thought it was...
Sorry, dude. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter who you are. No, it's okay. It's all right. We're 10,000 miles away.
Yeah.
No, you know, I was actually being serious for a second. Initially they thought it was two to three other shooters involved, and one of the guys that they caught up with was cleared. But do you know the update? Are they still looking for other people, or...?
Yeah, one other guy.
Okay, all right.
So far,
are they saying this is a connection? Is there any connection with him and the idiot that threw fucking fireworks at the White House?
I hope not.
Yeah, it wasn't a shooting. Now, Kenny heard it was a shooting. Now, we're the update on Google saying that it wasn't a shooting with some idiot who threw a pack of firecrackers at the White House. What were you going to throw, lady fingers?
Exactly.
Fucking idiot.
I'm just assuming some guy in a Corolla tossed a pack of black cats across the fence and drove on by.
It was just some crazy
Chinese dude just kicking the fence and doing Tai Chi.
Yeah, exactly. He's got like 14 bottle rockets in bottles of Coke, and he's got them all lined up, and he's like lighting each one of the thing, and...
Yeah, it was some honky white dude with a Mentos and a 2-liter bottle of soda. Just put a fire rocket.
Mentos.
Yeah, nice work. Well thought.
We got it. Those are the three. I wanted to do three. Because, you know, that's what's funny. All right. Yeah, so, I don't know. Whatever. Just... Now, let me tell you something. This dude, whoever threw the firecrackers,
he's going to be what they call made an example of.
Oh, my God, he's gonna get fucked. You cannot You can't even, like, there's nothing you can do that could be minor, even if you're joking.
You can't justify it. You can't go, oh, I was just kidding, or I was just trying when to make it's a statement.
The, when it's the Prexy, when it's the fucking president, you cannot, like, even if you, like, broke through the crowd to walk up to the president, you wanted to shake his hand. First of all, the Secret Service
will beat
you.
He had one of those buzzer things in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. He's giving one of the gag buzzer things, like, hey, Mr. Obama, bzz, how you doing, sir? You know? Then you're like, hey, check out this flower on my shirt. And he squirts water
next
in his
thing
face.
You know, your nose is in the concrete.
Exactly.
There's blood on my
you're
face.
You're going to get a face full of concrete, man.
And especially to do those firecrackers while there's a shooting in
yes,
the same
that's
Capitol.
The thing.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, what a dope.
Not very smart.
You're right. This guy is going to get such.
Oh, he's going to be fucked.
Oh, made example of.
He did exactly what I could have done before I came here tonight on my street in New York, throwing a pack of firecrackers out the window of my car and kept driving
yeah.
with no reaction, nothing.
Nobody was saying anything.
But he had to do it then.
What a dope.
And now he's going to be in court, and
exactly.
Who knows what the fuck he did.
That's like walking onto a plane with a fucking pretend grenade on yeah. September 13th, 2001. Like, yeah. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're going to get
those water balloon grenades?
Yeah, exactly.
Just water.
I'm going to drop them out from 30,000 feet. We're going to land it on one of the buildings in Bensonhurst. It's going to be hilarious.
Fucking well, dope. I flew down to Tallahassee on September 11th. And okay. And the guy that was doing my my flight itinerary was like, do you want to fly on September 11th?
Really?
And why wouldn't I fucking fly on September 11th? I'm like, let's roll. Fuck these guys.
Neil Young said that.
Yeah, like...
rip somebody's fucking neck
it's
out.
It's not Halley's
you know I mean?
Comet. It's not like, you know, like it's a full moon, like something that happens due to nature. It just happened to be that day a bunch of douchebags, you know, attacked, you know, took planes and attacked buildings.
Well, they is, you know, copycat crimes or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know.
Can I just give
up? If somebody gets fucking loud on a plane anytime, even if he's like, I got diarrhea. If you raise your voice on a plane, you're getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
you really are. And you're just going to shit yourself in a little corner by the exit door because you're not going anywhere. You're not even going to the bathroom.
No,
you're not going to leave
you alone. Can't even complain about getting the wrong soft drink. You'll be, you know, flagged and fucking, yeah. But here's the, in the chat here on MLR, White House Brenko's another update. Alexis was the shooter, of course, in D.C., also arrested in Seattle in 2004, according to the Seattle Police Department, for, quote, shooting out the tires of another man's vehicle in what Alexis later described as, quote, an anger-fueled blackout. He was again arrested in Fort Worth, Texas, 2010, for discharging a firearm in city limits. He told police he had fired the gun accidentally when he was cleaning it. So, yeah, this isn't really a guy with a clean record. He's going to be so fucked.
Yeah.
So beyond. Well, oh, wait, done. No, this guy's dead. Never mind. He's already fucked. He's dead.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm confusing the firecracker jerk off with this guy. Okay.
All right. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
This Miss America thing. A lot of people are in an uproar. Do you know about this, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
is probably one of the most laughable things I've seen in a couple of months for the news.
I had to wince at all the tweets that they showed.
Those tweets were just ridiculous. I thought they were jokes.
Yeah.
I actually thought that they were jokes.
But people are that dumb.
People are this dumb.
I'll lead the story, obviously.
All right, Kenny. I don't know if you know, right? There was a Miss Universe or Miss America contest. And
yeah, it's Miss America. Yeah.
Miss America and Miss, let's see, I don't know what she is, but she's a Miss New York or something like that, and she's of Indian descent. Indian, okay, from India.
American, I'm sorry, Indian American.
But she's born here. She's a regular chick.
Just like someone would call us, Conti,
Italian Americans. Right.
Right.
Who gives a shit? It
means nothing.
So. What happened was, let me see, Sunday night, Nina DeVolari, Miss New York, was crowned the winner of the 2014 Miss America pageant. She is the first contestant of Indian descent to be crowned Miss America. That's fine. When her win was announced, Twitter immediately exploded with hateful tweets with people calling her Arab. Now, she's born in this country. She's from India. and look at some of the tweets. Kenny, ready for this? These are real tweets. These are not fake. I thought they were gags. Mm. And the Arab wins Miss America. Yeah, classic.
The Arab.
How the fuck does a foreigner win Miss America? Oh. She is an Arab.
Again, it would just be like saying Irish American.
An Irish American. Like, but dude, they get more.
But it's the appearance, not the.
Exactly.
They can't differentiate between the two.
Yeah. Miss Arab wins Miss America, and the score of the Seattle San Fran game is 5-0.
By the way, I'll go on record and say she's not hot. Didn't deserve it.
Yeah, she's okay. But, you know, whatever. But, I swear I'm not racist, but this is America. Look, Asian or Indian, are you kidding me? This is America. Oh, my God. This is America, not India. Miss New York is an Indian. With all due respect, this is America. Are you people fucking idiots? How dumb have we become that we don't get that being an American means you're born here? Doesn't matter where your fucking family's from.
Do you think it has anything to do with the over-political correctness of how we label people and how we're supposed to react to different groups? And like that last one you read, not to be racist, but like I believe that person was legitimately just ignorant, not stupid. There's a difference. Like, just didn't know any better.
Just didn't know any better.
And really thought that meant an Indian. You know what I mean? That just came here a year ago. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. The other people were offended that she was crowned Miss America so close to the anniversary of 9/11.
Okay, now that's just beyond retarded.
9/11 was 4 days ago, and she gets Miss America.
Right, because all the Indians are the ones that were involved.
Yeah. I mean, nice slap in the face to the people of 9/11. How pathetic.
What?
Dude, there's another one. What the fuck? Have we forgotten 9/11?
That would be like if a German American won.
Yeah, and you know, like, really, Hitler?
How dare you? 9/11 just happened. No. Just 9/11 just happened.
Really.
It's not a real American.
Miss America,
I mean,
right
now.
America right now, or Miss Al-Qaeda. Congratulations, Al-Qaeda. No. Our Miss America is one of you. You know what?
India has nothing to do with that.
Here, Audrey Graham, you dumb cunt. Miss America is a terrorist. Whatever. It's fine. Really? Is it fine, stupid, for Miss America to be a terrorist? Or is she just a fucking chick from New York?
By the way, if you click on like more than half of those links, those Twitter accounts
are gone. Good.
Out of embarrassment. Fucking, they're now gone.
Just to let you know, if she's Indian American, her father is probably an asshole.
Why?
Because he's Indian.
Oh, okay. Might be just a jerk off who owns a star. My friend.
All assholes.
Yeah. I mean, and then they're like, where is it? The Miss America. Oh, Miss America? You mean Miss 7-Eleven? Cheese it. I hope you die in a fire.
That's just a terrible,
terrible joke. Terrible joke.
Why can't, like, you know, as Americans, we had Christy Yamaguchi. Right? Win a couple of gold medals or something like that. Yeah. We've had, you know, America's a melting pot.
You know why?
Why the hell can't we have,
I could probably tell you the difference in their rationale, Kenny. One is, they won a sport. The other is, they're representing our country.
Yeah, and people still think that representing our country means you have to be a lily white girl. Here's one from Caleb Trahan. Some fucking faggoty fucking white kid with a fucking with a wife beater. Man, our president nor our Miss America isn't even American. I'm sorry, but Miss Kansas, I salute you. You're the real American. Miss Kansas, it shows her in fatigues, loves her country. It shows her with a bow and arrow, loves hunting. It shows her with tattoos all over her torso, loves tattoos. And then it says real Miss America. Because she's a blonde-haired fucking chick from Kansas. Who cares? First of all, this fucking beauty contest that we're having still in this
nonsense,
day and age.
Ridiculous.
This
it's,
beauty
it's
contest.
Almost medieval.
It's a beauty contest.
It's so ridiculous.
And you know what?
Means
women
nothing.
Women who fucking enter these, you know what? You should be making $50 less a week than any man in the same field as you, because you are using what you say is what holds you back. What you say holds me back, because I'm a woman, because you guys don't think of us as equals, because
we're objects.
You know what? If a guy is making 50 grand a year in a business, for a fucking job, you should be making 35 grand a year because you're exploiting the fact that, oh, I'm in a beauty contest, but it's because of my talent and because of this.
And that's the thing. They think it's a talent.
It's not a talent show. It's a beauty show. It's a beauty contest.
It's genetics. You're not talented.
You're not talented. It's a genetic thing. And this, it's a joke. And fucking, it's another reason why I hate Donald Trump. Hate Donald Trump. He is a blowhard, jerk-off fucking guy who got this fucking, he got this whole billionaire fucking business thing given to him by his fucking daddy, and he had half of them go underwater anyway, and he has to keep his fat fucking bad-wigged face in the fucking public eye. You weren't happy that you were born fucking rich. Now you have to be a celebrity. You're fired. I wish you would be fired off the fucking planet. I've always hated Trump. I think he's a blowhard, and he's another one. He has to keep his nose in with these dumb fucking.
I liked him in Home Alone too.
Hold on, real quick. Two Fly just gave me a note, and
he said your Coke is ready down in room 304.
What?
Sorry. I hate when black people say they're African American. I was born in America, bitch. I'm American. I've never seen Africa.
I couldn't agree more.
But I understand.
He's right though.
But I get. People just saying, hey, you know what? This is my heritage. I'm cool with it. You know, when you live here, unless your fucking name is Tonto, you're not from here, okay? Unless you were your people were raped and fucking you sold New York City for fucking 18 cents, you are not fucking from here.
Well, they're from here originally.
They're the only ones that are from here.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, everybody, Miss Kansas isn't from here. Her fucking relatives came here fucking whatever, whether it was 50 years ago or 450 years ago. So this whole thing with this Miss America contest is a joke. We still celebrate this. Listen, with all the porn out there.
You know
there,
what I haven't seen?
What?
To be honest, you just said porn. I've never seen an Indian porn. Because there's a lot of hot Indian bitches.
Absolutely,
they got
once they become Americanized. Yeah, the more generations.
I would like to see a nice Indian snatch.
Kenny, write this down. TubeGalore.com.
TubeGalore.
Right, and also LobsterTube.com.
LobsterTube.
On those two sites, there is an endless amount of categories, and I guarantee you will find your Indian princess somewhere on there. Trust me.
I've seen like snuff films where it's like a girl in a burqa.
There's no such thing as a snuff film.
You mean like a pretend snuff film? Like, you know, making it like it's real?
No. It was probably like a snuff film. It was like in Fallujah. And they called it Phil Who's Her.
Phil Who's Her?
Oh, forget it. Sorry.
Well, it's just a... Yeah. You know, the fact that people were upset with this is almost as pathetic as wanting to watch this. With all the porn out there, with all the video, you can look at any hot chick you want. You can, and I'm not saying you have to look at porno. You can just go and Google or look at videos of hot chicks in bikinis. Why do you give a shit about this dumb? There's only one woman that made a career out of this. And that's Vanessa Williams. That's it. She's the only one that ever got a career. What do you do for a year? You walk around and you talk about charities and you fucking sign a useless piece of shit fucking autograph. Like what fucking Miss America autograph is worth anything? You know what I mean?
Seriously, you're right. Yeah. What if you got a Miss America autograph from 1991?
It's worth zero. It's worthless.
Zero.
It's all worthless nonsense. All right? Show me a picture of fucking... Let's get a video of fucking... I can't think of her name. There's a porn chick named Charlie who gives probably the best head I've ever seen in porn. How about a video of her taking it right in the chops?
Ooh.
That would be something nice. I'll take.
What state was Miss America from?
Miss New York.
Oh, it was New York.
The winner. Yeah, the winner's from New York.
She's from New York. Oh, shit. I'm fucking proud of her. Fucking Northeast.
Proud for what?
Absolutely.
Proud for what? Because her parents had good genetics and gave it to her? And she could walk in heels?
Sure. And
what are you proud of?
Again, there's no talent.
Almost our neighborhood. It doesn't matter who the fuck comes out of the neighborhood. As long as they do well, they came out of the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who cares, though? She's a beauty queen. Who cares?
I don't care. I don't care where she's from as long as she's hot and she's, you know, it doesn't take much to get in that.
Of course. I'm That's good. What it's always about. It's not about a talent show. It's a beauty contest. Everybody just wants to pull those bottom panties aside.
Yeah, she could play the banjo or the fucking spoons or tap, whatever she wanted to do. She could be a fucking high wire act. She could be a flying Luenda. Right. I don't give a shit as long as she's hot.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why these things are nothing but fucking, they're glorified beauty contests. That's all it is. You know, you
not
can
even
make
glorified.
You can make Miss America. You can make the Miss America contest 10 minutes long. All right, welcome to Miss America contest. I am Joe Conte, your host. And now here come the girls, one at a time in their bikinis. Here you go. Take a walk around. Don't fucking twist your ankle on the way out. Take care. And the voting's in. Yeah, that one right there, Miss New York. You're pretty hot. You won this year. Take care, everybody. Good night. And tip your waiters on the way out. It's fucking stupid. It's useless.
Right. There's one thing, the pals over here will admit this also, is down in here in Tallahassee, it's a huge college town. So yesterday I did an event, and it was a convention for people to teach people how to stripper pole exercise. You know what
okay,
I mean?
I've heard that. That's the new thing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. They
catwalk. Oh, the catwalk.
Is that a form of yoga?
So I went to this place yesterday, and literally, I've never, ever seen a town. And now this town is mostly, it's people between 18 and 30. That's it. That's pretty much it. And I was at this place, and, you know, when you think of like a beauty pageant and stuff, everything's thing, you know, or if you were like, hey, it's an open house for this workout studio and this thing kind of a convention, come in and check it out. This shit turned into a fucking twerking animal. It was all it was. There's something down here. Now, New York is different. You're not going to get that up there. Mm. Down here, it's all hot, and all they do is twerk. Do you know what twerking is?
Twerk, isn't it the shaking,
Miley Cyrus
the shaking of your ass?
The Miley Cyrus shit, but they take it to a whole nother level down here.
Is it where
it's not twerking? All right, it's
twerking is where you make your ass cheeks bounce. You make it clench and then open up and clench and open up and you bounce it up and down, right?
Yeah. Oh, well. The professionals over here, they're like, that's not twerking because they know the real deal. But it really was. It was like it wasn't like a beauty pageant or anything like that. But it's totally different. Like someone from New York wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Not that they wouldn't do that. I'm really tailing off what I'm trying to explain.
That's all right. We're used to that. Between,
what'd you say?
We're used to that. Go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. But down here, it really is. All they listen to is that they eat Molly. And all it is just they just twerk. They eat Molly. That's all it is. It's like breakfast.
And they take ecstasy, too.
So somebody from down here is not going to see, like, an Indian woman, like, as, like, Miss America. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they want, like, a Molly twerking contest. And all these fucking places, they have apartment complexes that have pools. So they have pool parties. And all it is debauchery. It's like Lake Havasu or something every fucking weekend down here. But I'm talking about pussy. I forgot what my point was.
I think your point was, were you talking about the Walmart that you were telling me about?
No. I had a point to the fucking story. I apologize. I had a fucking point to this.
Molly,
son of a bitch,
twerking,
brought it back to the
dancing,
Indian woman.
Twerking,
and fucking
blacks,
Miss America.
It had a point to it. It had a point to it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I definitely know there was a point to it, but I lost it somewhere when I started talking about pussy.
Does that help you? Because I think
This is what they listen to when they do Molly.
This is what happens. Yeah, Kenny does Molly, and he becomes. He's like, I'm a superstar. Come on out, everybody. Watch me perform. I'm going to do a soft shoe while I bring out the fucking Happy Waitress special. We got a...
All right.
Hey, I want to bring out a Reuben. Can I get a Reuben with French fries? You got it. And then Kenny comes tap dancing out with a Reuben in his hand. Right, Ken?
Yeah.
All right. We could do that all fucking day. That's the new thing.
It's hilarious.
So, yeah, but you were telling me about a Walmart up there, which is like the number one place in America to meet your fucking the girl your dreams.
No. It's the Publix.
Publix. That's right.
Yeah, Publix. It's like ShopRite or Foodtown or whatnot down here in Florida, and it was ranked in Playboy as the number one place to meet your future wife or pick up girls. So now I leave the place where I'm at and I go there and I just want to get some food and go home. And it's literally fucking girls in boy shorts. There's people hacky sacking in the parking lot. It's all 25-year-olds. 20
They still
20,
sell 20, hacky 20. Sacks? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And he said this is a store. It's like a food town. If you have a shop ride or a stop and shop
on Ocala.
The other day, shit.
Yeah.
So, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm here.
Just text me if you need security called to the room for what I'm hearing. Just.
All right. But anyway, the point is. And the point is, it's like a place that you go food shopping and like, you know, other shopping. No. But you were telling me there are just people everywhere hanging out like a club.
There's no parking. It's people just walking around. You know, they go there before they go out. You can go there at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, and they're just getting their fucking fruit roll ups and shit, and their six packs of beer because everybody's broke, you know. But they just buy little shit, and you're like, all right, yeah. There was a girl who had a whole fucking basket of like those one serving fucking cereal things with like Cheerios and Fruit Loops and shit in my head. And
oh, like travel size
jug of milk. Oh, well, it's a college town. Yeah,
right,
it's
right.
A college town.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, you can't move around there. And when you're older than like 30, you really feel awkward where you're like, all right, I'm the dude with osteoporosis and shit. And I need a bacchiotomy. And, you know, these kids are all high and good looking and in shape. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. That's why I didn't eat.
Oh, Kenny,
you know,
but you were
the lightning,
high.
And the other day I didn't eat because I felt weird.
Oh, the
hanging
lightning
out with
again.
Yeah, we know, Kenny. We know you have a thing with lightning, but that's okay. All right.
No, but I also didn't eat a couple of days before because I had to get out of there.
Okay.
You fasted. The lightning fast.
What's that?
You fasted.
No, I didn't fast it. I fasted, got out of there.
Fast. All right.
Because the self-checkout line was...
Sorry. It's okay.
Wow. All right, I've had enough. We're fucking ending this show. I'm going to do a minute shorter than fucking normal.
Now I feel bad.
Why?
I feel like I did something wrong.
Oh, the fucking wheels just fell off of this fucking carriage. Last 10 minutes. Oh, my God. It's just, you know what it was? It was like watching a kid with cerebral palsy try to run through like fucking a football training camp through the tires.
Wait,
and
am I the one with the weird hand that's twisted?
No, all of us collectively. The last 10 minutes of his show just was a fucking disaster.
Oh, don't point that out,
though. It's just awful.
Don't.
All right. I just got to plug something for anybody listening. This Saturday night, September 21st. I'm going to be in Allentown, Pennsylvania, headlining. I don't even know I forgot the name. It's like the restaurant. It's called Louie's Restaurant. It's all on my website. Go to joeconti.com and come out. It's in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's a great night. There's going to be a bunch of comics on the show. I want to promote this because I'm getting a door deal.
Ooh.
So I really want people to come out. So
Allentown, Pennsylvania?
Allentown, PA. It's fucking 20 minutes out of fucking Jersey off of Route 78. So come on out and see me. And that's about it for my plugs. I don't need to plug anything else right now. So,
lust and love next.
Lust and Love is next. I'm going to try to call them maybe on my way home just to plug it on their show. I just want to call the shows on the program on More Like Radio. I want to thank Cousin Joe. Thank you for coming down.
Anytime,
I appreciate it. Joe's show is on Thursday night, 7 to 10 p.m., morelikeradio.com.
Thank you.
And follow you on Twitter. It's at Joe Coletta, 1L2Ts.
That's right.
Our Twitter account is at CNKShow. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny.
We got stickers.
At Kenny Michaels 5. If you want to, thank you. Thanks, Kenny. If you want to get Conti and Kenny stickers, email us, ContiandKenny@AOL. Yes, AOL. Deal with it. We're on a modem. You want to make jokes, whatever. We're on AOL. If you email us, put stickers in the heading, and we will, and you give us the address, we'll send it to you. We'll even pay for the fucking postage.
Right.
How about that? And a couple of shows that we are friends with that we want to, besides all the shows on More Like Radio, Metal Breakfast Radio.
All of them?
Almost all of them. There's a couple shows, you know. Yeah. Metal Breakfast Some Radio. One of my favorite people, Dave Ingram. What a great podcast, Metal Breakfast Radio. Check them out. My pal, Rich and Tony. Unlearn with Rich and Tony on Tuesday
Love
nights.
Rich Woods.
Unlearn.tv. The It's All About Me podcast. Holly and Rorschach. They're on Radio Fubar. They're on Saturdays. There's a bunch of different shows. I don't have my shit with me tonight because I got here late. So I want to thank everybody for checking out the show. And we'll be back next week. Kenny will be in studio, right?
Yes, I will.
All right. Kenny, I will talk to you later on. Tell Too Shy and...
Sky.
And not Too Shy. Oh, Sky and Too Sky. Too Fly.
Yeah, we'll be talking
Too Fly.
Now.
I'm sorry.
Too Fly for white guys.
Too Fly and Fly for Too Sky. Backgammon. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Something in sex and numbers.
I forget. I'm not sure. But right. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And don't forget to get Conti Kenny Shorts, which is we have 7 episodes of Conti Kenny Shorts. Just go to ContiKenny.com. And Kenny, I'll talk to you later on, all right?
Yep. I'll talk to you in a couple
Lust and Love is next.
Later,
Goodbye,
guys.
Everybody.
See ya.
See you next week.